InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
New world order.
New world order.
New world order. New world order. A new world order.
New world order.
New world order.
New world order.
I believe we, and particularly you, your class, has an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
New world order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
A new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. When we are successful, we have a real chance at this new.
When we are successful, and we will be. We have a real chance at this new world order.
Will exposure sites be put back in place, especially with reopening and people going back to pubs and stuff? Because are exposure sites still, will they be put back in place to be listed once we are reopening? Because they're not at the moment.
We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the new world order. Yes, it will be pubs and clubs and other things if we have a positive case there. Our response may be different if we know that people are fully vaccinated. So we're working through a number of those issues, but we will have to reflect and learn.
All over the world, the forced injections of the experimental cocktail is being carried out, and it's confirmed in major published studies that it has nanometallic material in it to track and trace you as a world ID. And guess who owns and controls those patents? You guessed it. Bill Gates, the United Nations, and others. All right, this is going to be an incredible transmission today. The federal government's VAERS reporting system, where they estimate conservatively 1 in 10 bad reactions gets reported. Studies are out there saying it's more like 1 in 42, so it's 40-plus times worse. Whether it's 10 or 42 times worse, it's massive. 70 deaths a day tracked back and confirmed on VAERS to be accurate reports by physicians and nurses and others. Of 70 deaths a day. But don't worry, Israel just started studying the long-term effects of these injections and say they may know in a few years. Kind of like a month ago, the FDA said, oh, it's now approved. And they approved a name of a vaccine that isn't even out yet for 2025 and said that will be approved. The level of lying, like the Surgeon General saying, oh, you don't want learned immunity, natural immunity. It's not any good. And Fauci got asked by Sanjay Gupta. I happen to know who talked to Sanjay Gupta and said, do you have a soul? Are you part of the mass murder? You know, you're a smart guy. You're a scientist. You're a doctor. You know, all the literature shows it's 13, 27, 100 times, depending on what it is, better than these injections. And Gupta said, I know you're right. I'll ask Fauci about it. And Fauci did. He did get asked, and Fauci said, oh, I just can't answer that because he didn't want to get pinned down on saying, Fauci, is the molecule for water H2O? He's like, I just don't know. Well, I mean, how do you make a water molecule? I don't know. Because they're denying that water exists. They're denying that natural immunity exists. So instead of being pinned down like the Surgeon General, who is a flaming little punk liar maggot killer, who, oh, by the way, good job, Surgeon General. He helped advise Australia to come out to block ivermectin. So there'll be mass death there now as well. Oh, AP had to retract another story about ivermectin, another huge hoax story. Look, we got one hell of a transmission lined up today. Wait to hear about the father who lost his son who got censored.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory could only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth.
You've got it.
Now we see the earth.
Well, we've got some really positive news today and some really negative news, but it's good to be able to expose it. And we've got a lot of ugly news as well, as they say, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, September 13th, Global Transmission. We have two big guests joining us today. Paul Joseph Watson will be on at the bottom of the hour in about 24 minutes from now. Paul Joseph Watson lives in London, where they announced, oh, we're not going to have the vaccine passport now. And I said on the Sunday show that you watch, they'll announce it in a couple months. Actually, they announced today, actually, we are doing it. Now, when you know behavioral psychology, that's called jerking people around. It's called gaslighting. It's called trauma-based mind control to manipulate your emotions and flip them on and off until, like, drugs mess up your brain receptors. Well, so does emotions like this. Over and over again, to where you just finally give up and roll over. Unless you're conscious of it and harden your resolve and decide to make the pressure, like weights you're lifting, make you stronger. That's what I've done. And I was not a person that enjoyed being lied about and attacked and demonized and everything else you can imagine. But I've now learned, thanks to the Holy Spirit, to transmute it, and not in a masochistic way, but in another way to understand it means I'm over the target, to actually forgive my enemies to a great extent, still not perfect, and to take it on as energy and to be able to take those attacks and kind of like Yoda does with Count Dooku, to use another cheesy Star Wars analogy. I am learning to take the lightning bolt attacks and just thank you for that meal, because I understand I'm over the target. I'm going to take that hate and that all of it, turn it around to love and make my resistance to you that much stronger. And then Ernest Ramirez, speaking of love, his son played sports, great shape, if anything, skinny, you know, just like I was at 16, and took the Moderna shot because they said it was safe and effective. They wanted to help people, and was dead 5 days later from a giant enlarged heart when he went out to play basketball. He just got started, fell over dead. And they told him enlarged heart at the hospital, probably from the vaccine. He spoke at the Capitol here in Texas, in Austin, in a It started going viral after he was on Saturday. He'd been talking for weeks. And they said, you are not allowed to do that post, and banned him. So that's up on InfoWars.com, the article about it. And then we've posted there the interview with him that got him censored. He was even on local Fox. They said, you're not allowed to talk about your dead son. We killed him. And now big media with big tech and big pharma that are all merged, we're going to now silence you. You're not going to talk about your son. We killed him. He's dead. We're going to keep killing. Think you're going to warn people? Think your son's memory is going to help folks? Not if we've got anything to do about it. Over at Big Tech Central. Now, you're murderers now at Google and Facebook and Twitter and everywhere. You're real stone cold killers now. Wow. You're like Joseph Mengele now. You will pay. God's watching you. You're going to pay in this life, by the way, just so you know. I'd be scared to be you. So that's coming up. He'll join us at the bottom of the next hour. Talk about what it's like to not be able to talk about his dead son. Next level. I mean, of course, that's the whole point. Killing people and keeping it quiet. And the contact tracers are coming. I got a clip here I'll play in a few segments of Australian federal senators saying, we're coming after you now. The public's mad at you now. You made everybody sick, and we're going to get you. We're going to get you. And I've got all the articles that show what a complete fraud and lie that is. But let's go over some of these headlines. And we've got a smoking gun that just came out. Two of them. One out of the U.S., one out of Israel, with the criminals that have hijacked our respective governments on hot mics saying we need to lie about the statistics to scare them. We need to count everybody in the hospital. And they go, oh, let's talk offline. They're saying this in public meetings. Let's talk. They're so criminal. They're so used to their criminal activity, in my view. They're so used to just flaunting. They're like, we might not say that here on the Zoom meeting. We'll tell them, we'll meet with the marketing department. This is the state of South Carolina. We'll meet with the marketing department tonight and do that behind closed doors. Is this Nelly Candy ass guy? He's like, it's all these women in the meeting. I mean, wait till you see that. That's coming up next segment. And they're just sitting back on these incredible power trips, just lounging. How do we scare them? Well, we lie, and everybody in the hospital we count as having COVID. And that'll give them what we need. All right. We're the heroes. It's a noble lie. Like the Surgeon General. Oh, you don't want natural immunity's no good. Shots are much better. Biden to announce even more COVID-19 measures this week. Surgeon General, the liar in chief. He's a bigger liar than all of them combined, even Fauci. And remember what I said in that emergency transmission Thursday, what I said on Friday, what I said Saturday and Sunday. I'm broadcasting 7 days a week now. What did I say? I said, the biggest takeaway is this. He announced this on Thursday. I said within a week, a month, maximum by the winter, he will be announcing new controls, including regional lockdowns, and he will direct lockdowns at, quote, red states to further divide the public and claim the red states are making everybody sick. And sure as monkeys live in trees, ladies and gentlemen, it has been announced. Biden's Surgeon General claims vaccine mandates are part of a long tradition in the U.S. No, they're not. They've had color of law claiming you have to have to go to school. It's not even a law. There's a waiver at the state health department of it. And there's all those exemptions. They're just getting rid of those now. So this isn't a long tradition. We've always had this. No. Now it's hundreds of vaccines they want to give us, not five or six. And they're not even vaccines. They're gene therapies that are unapproved. Oh, you had them claim it's approved, which shows you're even bigger liars. But sorry. Biden to announce even more COVID-19 measures this week at the UN. Surgeon General says. Now, he lies so much, it makes me not think it's going to happen, but he tells the truth when it's about a power grab. What a little monster. Biden to announce new, more restrictive COVID-19 steps ahead of the UN meeting. And it goes on and on. Members of Congress, though, and their aides are exempt from Biden's vax mandate to get on planes, to get on buses. Why? They're just royal. Isn't that liberal? And Paul Watson joins us at the bottom of the hour to talk about this. No vaccine passports, UK PM set out winter COVID-19 plan. And I said, when this came out days ago, I said, you watch, they'll double back on that. Because again, it's behavioral psychology. I've learned how they operate. They will bring those in, I would predict, in about a month, claiming numbers have spiked so much from the vaccines. Because now they're shooting up the young people who are dying en masse. 70 VAERS deaths, probably 40 times higher, experts believe. At least 10 times higher than what they're saying. U-turn, no vaccine passports for England, health secretary says. But guess what happened? UK government says vaccine passports integral to COVID winter plan day after they were supposedly scrapped. Paul Joseph Watson, they're back in less than 48 hours. Just getting you used to lying to you, because you're the enemy. You're being bombarded by multinational banks that have thousands of trillions of dollars that they made up out of nowhere, but they really believe they own the planet. They're teaching you you're non-essential right now. Lord Rothschild's in a new video, basically admitting all that. Congress introduces bipartisan bill to defund gain-of-function research. How about a sense of the Congress announcement saying you want Bill Gates and Peter Daszak and Fauci and all of them clapped in irons? But see, the FBI lawyers don't care about living. They don't care about not dying in a bio release. They just care about wearing their suits and kissing each other's asses and candy-assing around the office and pretending to be powerful as they sell themselves and their families and all of us straight into hell. Just watch. You're going to lose everything. Not in my hands, at your own. Thanks a lot, government. Thanks a lot, lawyers. Thanks a lot, bureaucrats. Thanks a lot, churches. Thanks a lot, everybody. Oh, don't worry. News outlet retracts story claiming ivermectin cases cause male infertility. Third time media has failed accurately cover the drug. And this was put over every newspaper basically in the world. Now governments are banning it everywhere so mass death happens. And they have all these studies that it doesn't affect fertility. The Nigerian one is made up because the river blindness fly also eats your testicles, not just part of your brain. But that doesn't matter. Because, oh, a decision they'll regret. Australia's government regulator bans ivermectin use in COVID-19.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
If you think the puppet president, Joe Biden, coming out and announcing that 100 million Americans are going to be forced to take experimental shots or lose their jobs, understand, we know the blueprint of the UN. They've stated their plan. Contact tracers coming to your house, 10 forced injections a year, the destruction of your immune system, the depopulation of the planet, and the vaccine passport on your, quote, iPhone or Droid, tracking and tracing everything you do and telling you when you can go outside your house or where you can go, not just for COVID-19, but for carbon taxes. So as I've said 1,000 times, submission is death. You give into this just for your job or to be able to go to the bar or to be able to, quote, fly on an airplane. Then they're going to slowly put the screws in with these apps on your phone to control where you go and what you do and dog train you right into total slavery. This is criminal, it's illegal, it's tyranny, and we must resist and not comply.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah. defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
All right, we have got so much incredible news to break down and cover today. But this segment, I want to get into this incredible group of stories. Now, I'm not going to play all the old clips, just to give you a background, of all the hot mics in Canada and Australia and Germany and the United States, like with Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania, and they're on the stage, and they say on the hot mic, yeah, just put your mask on when you come up just for looks, you know, just for the effect. Well, that's child's play compared to the new stuff we've got. And this is in Hebrew, so we're just going to play the B-roll. Hot Mike catches Israeli health minister admitting vaccine passports are about coercion to make everyone take the shots and to track and control and create a live tracking system. So that's the point this whole system has gotten to. Unaware that he was on a hot mic and being broadcast live on a TV station, Israeli Health Minister Nitzan Horowitz admitted that vaccine passports were primarily about coercing skeptical people to get the vaccine. Quote, imposing green pass rules on certain venues is needed only to pressure people of the public to get vaccinated. Oh, really? And not for medical reasons. Oh, yeah, because the vaccine doesn't work. You can still spread it just as bad or die. Sunday, ahead of the weekly cabinet meeting, reports Jewish News Syndicate. So you see, there you go. And then he goes on to admit that it does nothing, that you can give it to somebody just as easy if you've been vaccinated, that it's all about control. I suggest you go and see that for yourself. Let's continue. Here's another one. Shock leaked video. This came out over the weekend, so it's halfway down the page on Infowars.com. I suggest you share it. This is even more powerful. Shocked leak video. Top Democrats discuss need to inflate the real COVID numbers to be, quote, more scary to the public. And if you listen to them, they know they're on a Zoom meeting with the public has access to. So they're like, you know, we need to count people who've gotten over it but are still in the hospital. And she goes, or, you know, other conditions, you know. And he goes, what? And they're like, well, we already list that. She goes, she's the boss. She goes, you know what I mean. And he goes, okay, well, let's talk with marketing later, because you don't want to put out fraudulent numbers. You go to prison for that, even though it's not in their force. So he's like, let's do it through marketing, which can be complete BS. These people are just the scum of the earth, and that's why they don't want you knowing about hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or zinc or C or D. All of them, because they make $53,000 per person that is intubated. It's very, very sad. You know, I'll tell you more about this later, but the lady I had on Saturday about her husband on the West Coast being, you know, intubated, not letting him have ivermectin and things, he died. He died just a few hours after she was on. Very, very sad. You can see that full interview again in the Saturday 9/11 special that's 5.5 hours long. Pretty powerful transmission. But let's get to this video. Following backlash, hospital released a statement claiming doctors' talks to deceive public was simply a frank discussion. So deceiving is just frank. Thought it was the opposite. Senior doctors in New Hanover County, North Carolina, were caught on video scheming how to inflate the real COVID numbers so they can more easily scare the public into taking the COVID injection. They talk about how it's marketing. So let's go ahead and roll this little piece of video. Here it is.
The dashboard and how it's set up myself, as far as how we get information out to the community on meaningful numbers, we do that on a weekly basis. So that's on our website, and we've been sharing that through social channels as well, particularly those graphics that show the number of patients in-house, the percentage of them that are unvaccinated, the percentage of unvaccinated people in the ICU, and the percentage of deaths and the numbers. So those are numbers that we put out as far as we don't get into details of floor or
right.
Those other numbers are certainly out there.
Right. I guess my feeling at this point in time is maybe we need to
be completely a little bit more scary for the public. Then there's another comment that I completely agree. There are many people still hospitalized that we're considering post-COVID, but we're not counting in those numbers. So how do we include those post-COVID people in the numbers of the patients we have in the hospital?
So is that all the people who have been in the hospital since the beginning of COVID?
Well, or that are still in it. And that's something that I can take to someone else. But I think those are important numbers. The patients that are still in the hospital, that are off the COVID floor, but still are occupying the hospital for a variety of reasons.
Okay.
Carolyn, we call those... I'm sorry, we're calling those recovered now. If you look at the Novant Health dashboard, they're listed as recovered. But I do think it, from our standpoint, we would still consider them a COVID patient because they're still healing.
Yep. So I think that that needs to be highlighted as well.
Yeah.
Because once they're off isolation, they drop from the COVID numbers. That's exactly right.
Kellen, we can talk offline and how we run that up. To marketing.
All right. So I'm just going to say, Carolyn, I think we have to be more blunt. We have to be more forceful. We have to say something coming out. You know, you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. I mean, let's just be really blunt to these people.
And that's what they're doing all over the world. There is the creature that the ringwraith that wants into your body with something that doesn't protect you and lowers your immune system. And they lied about first, 99% of people in the hospital or dying didn't have the shot. All made up. All a lie. Cause they were using 2000 numbers saying everyone dying has not been vaccinated because there wasn't a frickin' shot then. And now they lie and don't count you. If you die with 14 days from your first or second injection, they don't count you as COVID. You add those numbers back in, way higher death rates and hospital rates, just like Israel, Singapore, and other areas. But these monsters are making a lot of money. You know how much a hospital administrator makes now that's running these type of black ops? $500,000, more, $1 million. And they have found the trash of the planet that will do anything they're told. And that's who they put in charge. But imagine if the little Nelly guy that's going to help her. Now, why don't you, let's do this off here, sweetie. You get a little sassy pants there. Let's meet with marketing later. If he looked like Skeletor or Hitler, we'd be arresting them. But because they're all, I'm wearing liberal glasses. Oh, I'm a liberal. It's like, oh, well, that's okay. Oh, Tim Cook runs death camps. And they have suicide nets around the factories. They work 18 hours a day and forcibly sterilize women. They've got Uyghurs, the main user of Uyghur slaves, 3 million of them, up to several hundred thousand work for Apple. Well, he wears turtlenecks. He's skinny and he talks like this. Oh, I'm Tim Cook. Oh, we banned Alex Jones. Is that all right? Of course we did. And then here it is right here. They're burning books now all over the world, including Canada and the U.S., at universities. They actually go out and have fires and throw them into burning fire. Oh, hi, I'm such a nice woman. Oh, what do we do? Oh, I guess we just fudge stuff. Oh, oopsie poopsie. Oh, you want hydroxychloroquine? How about a ventilator? 53,000. Oh, I'd like the money. Oh, I'm an assassin now. It's so sexy. We're right back. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. DC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for, quote, compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's three-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have back in stock. This sale will continue through next week. Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off. And Ultra 12, one of our best sellers. High quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off. And a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday, September 13 broadcast. Only you can override the censors. Only you can tell folks about the local AM and FM stations you're listening to. Only you can spread the live link from Infowars.com/show or freeworldnews.tv. That's the link that they're not censoring. Only you can trigger the chain reaction, which you've been doing, and you're having an incredible effect. We're saving lives, we're saving minds, we're saving souls here, ladies and gentlemen, getting them away from the globalists, because this is a spiritual fight. Well, I appreciate Paul Joseph Watson coming on short notice today from the former country of England, now under the New World Order, there in the UK-controlled globalist occupied zone. We are also in the occupied zone as well, just not as bad off. And they use psychological warfare techniques, behavioral psychology. That's why I said on Friday, when the UK announced, okay, we're not going to do vaccine passports till the end of the winter, maybe not ever. And I said, watch, in a couple of weeks, they're going to come out and announce they are. That's what they always do. And they did. They actually came out today, quicker than I thought. UK government says vaccine passports integral to COVID winter plan, day after they're supposedly scrapped. To break this down and talk about the millions hit the streets protesting there and around the world and so much more is the proprietor of Summit.news, Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, thanks for coming on with us. Give us the latest.
Good to be back, Alex. Yeah, as you mentioned, we had an announcement on Sunday from the new vaccines minister, Savit Javid, who said that the plans for a vaccine passport had been completely ruled out He said that they were, quote, a huge intrusion into people's lives. He said, I'm pleased to say that they will not be going ahead. Well, just as we had the headlines back in December, Alex, at the end of last year, Gove claims government not considering vaccine passports. We had another one, UK vaccine minister U-turn. Absolutely no plans for COVID passports. Within 24 hours of this announcement yesterday, the government has come out and said that COVID passports will be the front line of defense against any winter wave of COVID if cases soar, if hospitalizations soar. And we know they will, Alex. And that's the scam that they're playing. They're saying, don't worry. There'll be no new mask mandates. There'll be no vaccine passports. No new lockdowns, Boris Johnson said today. But they will if cases of coronavirus start to rise again. And we know they're going to start to rise because the school kids have just gone back to school. They're testing them multiple times weekly, despite the fact, obviously, they have no symptoms. School kids in this country have got more risk of dying from being struck by lightning than COVID. They've got more chance of dying from falling over, putting their pants on by COVID. But they're testing them multiple times a week anyway. The university students are going back this week or next week. They're going to be getting tested multiple times weekly. Then, of course, you have the winter flu season, which happens every year, Alex. As we saw last year, the flu miraculously disappeared. And they said, oh, we've combated the flu. There are no more. They literally said, Public Health England, there are no more flu infections in England. We know why that is, because they were counting them as COVID cases to artificially inflate the numbers. So we've been assured no masks, no new lockdowns, no vaccine passports, unless the cases start to rise in winter.
And of course, with the vaccines and with regular stuff coming through, they always call it COVID, but the fake PCR test they said it's fake, but they keep using. So what is the point of this? From my perspective, they keep doing the same maneuver so that it kills opposition, kills the giant crowds, kills the public going out and educating. And so people can't have a victory like they did in Moscow and like they did in several other Russian cities where, like St. Petersburg, where the mayors and people tried to make folks do this in the last year. They just didn't get haircuts. They didn't go out to eat. They didn't do any of that. And after just a few months, they had to come to their knees and reject it. That's what I see this as, is they don't want to give us a chance to have a victory.
No, precisely. And it's important to remain optimistic because, I mean, my gut tells me, at least in this country, because we still have some vestige of what liberty and what the relationship between the state and the people really means in terms of freedom, I don't think they'll get it through. You'll still have companies trying to enforce it, but I don't think the government can get it through. I think they know they can't get it through. So they're trying to put people back to sleep because this could represent a massive victory and then it could spread to other areas of this great reset, COVID control, authoritarian agenda that we're seeing roll out across developed world, across Western countries.
Absolutely. They're threatening multiple years in prison if you're caught outside in South Australia. But here's video for TV viewers. Hundreds of thousands all over went to the beach and told the police burn in hell.
Yeah, and they did so despite being under the threat of, as you said, years in prison and $11,000 fines merely for posting anti-lockdown information on the internet. But of course, the overriding theme here is that the vaccines, even by their own standards, are completely useless, Alex. We were told in the UK 8-9 months ago, we're going to vaccinate our way out of this, right? Because the vaccines limit the severe symptoms and they reduce hospitalizations. Well, what did we hear last week out of the government again in this country? Oh, if the hospitalizations keep climbing, then in October, we're going to have to impose a new lockdown once again. Oh, but you told us that the vaccine stopped the hospitalizations, and yet now you're saying that there are going to be more hospitalizations. In Gibraltar, Alex, by June the 1st, you had 99% of the entire population vaccinated. Weeks after that, their COVID infection rates climbed by 2,500%, despite the fact that almost everyone in that territory was vaccinated. You see the same thing in Israel. The earliest country, developed country, to roll out vaccines en masse and the vaccine passport, they claimed great success. Now, as of a couple of weeks ago, they've had their highest COVID infection rate ever in Israel, despite the vast majority of the population being vaccinated. But it's going to be a lockdown for the unvaccinated. It's not going to be a lockdown for those who comply over and over again.
And let's explain, then even Australia said once you've done that, you're still only allowed out a few hours a day. And now in Canada, Australia, Europe, they've all announced this is really about carbon. And so is Lord Rothschild, so is Prince Charles. They've all said, oh, these lockdowns are preparing you to non-essential travel with phone apps that control where you can go and what you can do. Is that not the holy grail here of control?
This is what I've said all along, Alex. It's what you said. The vaccine passport is the digital ID. The digital ID is the social credit score. The state of South Australia, as we mentioned, is about to pass a new regulation whereby if you're supposed to be under self-isolation quarantine, the government phones you up, and within 15 minutes, if you don't respond with a selfie, which is geolocation tagged, they're going to send literal police agents of the state out to hunt you down if you don't self-report your location to the government. That's beyond Orwell. That's beyond any dystopian thing that we could have imagined even a year ago. But again, it's about punishing the unvaccinated, Alex. We have a situation here in Britain with nightclubs. Okay, originally they said all the nightclubs would have to introduce vaccine passports by the end of September. Problem being, 25% of young people in Britain haven't had one dose of the vaccine. The profit margin net for nightclubs is 15%. They're all going to go out of business, so they're rebelling against it. Then the government came out and said, you can't get into a nightclub even if you provide a negative COVID test. They're removing that option, but you can get in if you've had the vaccine, despite the fact that they tell us, even if you've had the vaccine, you can still get the virus and pass it on. It's
and not Paul, about let me, public Paul, health. Let me back you up because, again, the more we give in folks, the more they tighten the noose around our neck. I know listeners of this show know that, but your friends and family don't get educated. Here's an example. CNN, not getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is like driving while intoxicated. Health experts say you can give somebody the virus. But next they say, study, vaccinated people can carry as much virus as others. Actually, they carry much more and are more infectious. It's a leaky vaccine. It doesn't work, Paul. Total proof. There's their God, AP.
Total proof as well with the masks, Alex. They're saying they're going to reintroduce them. You know, my parents live in Spain. They removed the rule that said you had to wear a mask outdoors in Spain in like 38 degrees Celsius temperatures at the height of summer. Everyone's still wearing them outside, even though they're not even legally required to do so.
That's what the globalists bet on. Stay there. Let's talk about how we get out of this straight ahead with Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News. Check it out. We'll be right back.
On September 9th, 2021, the puppet president Joe Biden publicly declared war against America. He then announced dictatorial powers unto himself and announced forced inoculations against the American people. He is a puppet of the United Nations and the Rockefeller combine of corporations that put him in power, and he is making a very serious move against the American people. But the attack he's launched is being launched against every other Western country on the planet by these corporations that have already enslaved the third world. What they're doing is illegal on its face. Violates our federal and state laws and the Geneva Convention as well as the Nuremberg Code. It's very, very simple. We have to decide whether we're going to surrender to this globalist corporate takeover or whether we're going to stand up with our birthright and say no and then prosecute these criminals for their crimes against humanity so other criminals in the future don't dare try it. The choice is up to us. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders. Because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com. I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days
Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale on vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News is popping in with us right now to talk about, are they really getting rid of the vaccine passport in the UK, or are they really just trying to kill opposition to bring it right back? Well, it looks like they've already said since this weekend, saying we're not going to do it this winter, to saying, oh, we probably are. Paul Joseph Watson's here. But I want to ask Paul up front, looking at the global ID and where this medical ID is going, according to Klaus Schwab of the UN's research, what he makes of Australia. Here's a federal senator on TV basically threatening people, saying we're going to be on our front foot now. You unvaccinated are making us sick, even though they admit the vaccinated are just as likely or more to actually spread it and shed it. I'll show people the Associated Press, but I want your take on this, Paul. Here she is.
I think people are getting quite agitated right out there now outside, Pete, and those anti-vaxxers out there, that 20-30%, are the ones out there are protesting on the streets and doing that sort of thing. I think you're going to find the rest of us coming at you lock, stock and barrel, and we're going to be putting the pressure on you fairly hard, because the rest of us that are trying to do the right thing by the country and our kids and get vaccinated and do the right thing, I think for you, we're going to start to get even more agitated, and we're going to start to get more hardcore, and I think that's what you're going to see, massive division out there, and it'll be us on the front foot. That's what I think is going to happen. I think the tide is going to turn on those anti-vaxxers out there, and you are really going to feel the heat.
No, the tide has turned on you. So feel the heat, front foot, lock, stock, and barrel. It means the same thing in Texas it means there. We're going to beat your ass, like the police are already running folks over with cars. But, Paul, here it is. Study. Vaccinated people can carry as much virus as others, maybe more. Paul, what do you say about that? And it's the same argument in the U.S., in the U.K., in Europe, in Australia. It's just disgusting. What's happening?
Well, in Australia, don't forget, Alex, it was only a few months ago that they seriously floated the idea of fitting people self-isolating with electronic ankle bracelets, like literal prisoners. They call it Prison Island. There isn't much resistance because people are literally being threatened with $11,000 fines and 10 years in jail merely for posting things about anti-lockdown protests on Facebook. But there's also a kind of weird genuflecting and worshipping of the state that's been endemic within the Australian character for decades and decades, which is why it's different from Britain. Because whenever they try to impose this authoritarianism in Britain, it's always completely messy and falls apart at the seams, because we do have a vestige of the understanding of, as I said, liberty and the relationship between the government and the people. But in Australia, it's like, oh, the authorities said it, it must be good. And they're literally threatening to go door to door to do COVID tests, fit people with electronic ankle bracelets, this government tracking app we talked about, where you have to report your location to the government within 15 minutes of them demanding it. And yet, meanwhile, the Prime Minister of Australia takes a private jet across the country from two states that are both supposedly under lockdown to visit his family on Father's Day. And everyone else is held in these quarantine camps where if you remove your mask for 10 seconds to drink a cup of tea, the police come and shout you down. We even had an article last week, Alex, where the government is going to these buildings that are owned by the local councils in Australia, intercepting the delivery packages from family members of alcohol. Because these, of course, as in every other country, the lockdowns created a million new alcoholics because they really care about our health. Now they're not even allowed to pass the time by drinking booze.
So it's now all a giant exercise in nanny state power grab. And what do you make of all these leaked videos out of the U.S., out of Australia, out of Israel, where they're admitting it's all just a power grab? I mean, this is crazy. I mean, Klaus Schwab writes books and says this is about a great reset and getting rid of capitalism and bringing in stakeholder, you know, BS globalism. I mean, that's what's crazy to me is so many liberals particularly love to jump through the hoops and social distance and scan this and scan that. Don't they get their chumps? Don't they get their targets?
Well, the elites all buy in private islands, which they go to on private jets. They're immune from all the restrictions because they've paid money to get on these special privileged blue lists like Larry Page in Fiji. Bill Gates is the biggest owner of farmland in the US. Meanwhile, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, according to Klaus Anal Schwab, who literally says in his own book, as he said, the ultimate agenda is to put microchip in your forehead. That's not us saying that. It's Klaus Schwab, The Great Reset, his book. We had the story today, Alex, the Israeli health minister caught on a hot mic saying the vaccine passports have nothing to do with epidemiology. They're to do with punishing the unvaccinated and keeping the unvaccinated under indefinite lockdown forever. It's about ring fencing the dissidents, identifying them and punishing them. Meanwhile, everyone else gets 10 booster shots and they continue to have their fun with that.
And meanwhile, the BBC, German newspapers, U.S. publications like Bloomberg say, get used to a permanent lockdown. So they've, I mean, Fauci and Gates have said on TV, so has Schwab, the cut is forever, it never ends, lockdown is forever. I mean, put Bloomberg back up, folks, permanent pandemic, permanent lockdown, you'll never come out. I mean, there it is, come on, folks. I mean, Paul, this is ridiculous. Hey, by the way, you said last segment, I really have to correct you because you're usually just as accurate as I am, maybe even more. You just said we couldn't even have imagined all this just a few years ago. You mean the general public. You wrote about lockstep 11 years ago. We covered it. You predicted last year the global idea because they said it. So let's explain how we knew all this because everybody keeps freaking out about my predictions. I've told you, you ought to toot your horn a little more and put up articles you wrote 15 years ago, 20 years ago. At PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com and PropagandaMatrix.com and now on your site, Summit.News. I mean, explain to people, because I know you're not into tooting your horn, but people really pay attention to that, Paul, and it wakes them up today when we warn them.
Well, we have numerous articles, numerous programs about Bill Gates, about all these top public health officials in Canada specifically. I remember there was a documentary where they literally said they'd round up the unvaccinated and put them in camps. We had that video in numerous articles.
Oh, I forgot that one was like, it's an Asian woman like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to find that. You got a flashback to her. Sorry.
I did. I wrote an article about it. Honest. But whether the question is, could we have ever imagined this? Even the people doing it at the start of the pandemic, Professor Neil Ferguson, remember this guy who spectacularly wrong proclamations about the number of people who would die in Britain, 500,000, led to the first lockdown, even though Boris Johnson was originally going to go for herd immunity. Meanwhile, he, of course, was traveling across London to shag his married mistress because he took lockdown so seriously himself. He came out at the start of the pandemic and said, we looked at what China was doing, you know, literally welding people inside their houses and stuff like that. And he said, we thought we could never get away with anything like that. And yet we went ahead and we got away with it. Why did they get away with it? Because as you said right at the start, Alex, they had behavioral psychologists mind control teams affiliated to the government saying, look, we're not going to get any of this through unless we drastically exaggerate the risk posed by COVID. That's precisely what they did. They had the propaganda of people in China falling over and convulsing on the streets, which we fell for at the time. Everyone else did. It was complete BS made up by these military affiliated.
By the way, Paul, they actually say in the UK news, we use army psychological warfare to, quote, brainwash the public. They use the term brainwash.
Use of fear to control behavior in COVID crisis was totalitarian, admit scientists. That's all been laid out there in Susan Dodsworth's book, COVID-19, the Influenza Group on Behavior, SPIB. This is literally attached to a military unit in the UK called the 77th Brigade, whose propaganda is supposed to be aimed outwards at foreign adversaries. The start of the pandemic, they turned it inwards, which is why you'll see on Twitter people repeating word for word, oh, this is why we need another lockdown and phrases like that. It's literally a military ops unit designed to terrify people to accept increasingly draconian measures when the real threat doesn't necessitate that 99.8 survival rate of COVID.
Summit.news, we got a minute left. Paul, what else is on your radar? How do we get out of this crisis?
We get out of it by not complying, by continuing to engage in civil disobedience. And if there are enough people who do that, they're going to back off, which is the point. We can sit here all day and say, oh, they're going to do this anyway. They're going to implement vaccine passports anyway. They're just lying. What can we do about it? I think we can do a lot about it. And I think we have backed them off to a certain extent. My gut tells me they're not going to get it through in the United Kingdom because we have this spirit of resistance. Unfortunately, they've already got it through in places like France and Israel. But again, the good news on that front, a lot of the businesses aren't even enforcing it. The ticket sales for all the events at the end of September have flatlined. So these industries are going to go out of business. They're fighting back. So don't be nihilistic about it and have some optimism because we can push this back.
That's right, Paul. All over the world, from Israel to France, the UK, people are pushing back and governments are having to back off. Even Australia, the tip of the tyranny spear, says the tide will turn against you anti-vaxxers. No, it's not a vaccine. It doesn't protect us. It's about a global ID for a global carbon tax. And the more we submit, the worse it gets. We have to get these criminals out of government. They're going to keep pulling this. Summit.news. Paul, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
Powerful interview. We'll archive it at band.video. Share it, folks. And don't forget, last day to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off. It's selling out. This is the last day. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off. Back in stock. We now have Winter Sun Vitamin D3, highest quality, 50% off. And Ultra 12, taken under the tongue, highest quality, 50% off. Those are the new sales. Infowarsstore.com.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies. So again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization, Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine.
You know, when I get up here and I tell you that we've woken up a lot of the top talk show hosts in the country, you even see Bill Maher starting to find a soul. It's been this broadcast with a lot of top names. And that is not about me up here saying, oh, look, we're really special. We're powerful. It's the opposite. It's saying you're powerful. You've had a great effect. All of us together are doing a good work and things are not hopeless. And I mean, used to, a lot of these really famous talk show hosts, I know, it's all the big names, basically. Used to send me a text maybe once a month, and now some of them text me 15 times, 20 times a day. And it's all about the New World Order. It's all about the injections. It's all about, because they're not, they don't even need to listen to Alex Jones anymore. They heard me say this stuff 25 years ago, 20 years ago. I mean, people like Joe Rogan heard me say this stuff, I guess not 25 years ago, like 22 years ago. I mean, we hung out and had dinner 22 years ago. I was friends with Joe 20 years ago, good friends. And so just now, Joe's a smart guy, but he projects his own goodness. He's a really nice guy behind the scenes onto people. But now that he knows they're lying, now he knows the social contract's broken, notice what how bad he's hurting the globalists, because he knows as much as I do. He's really smart, good at business, everything. He's not dumb. We used to argue about 9/11 being an inside job and all the rest of it 20 years ago. And so, you see how awake he is. Remember I told you 6 months ago, I said, you're about to see Joe Rogan get hardcore. Just as soon as he was making sure he couldn't get censored. And now they want his ass off air. And now that they mess with him even harder, he's going to get even more aggressive. When I went after him, it was because I knew he was smart. I knew he was awake, and he was taking the wrong direction. And I did it over the top, and it was wrong. And I apologized to him. I went too far. But I was in, I don't want to say a dark place, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. I just get to where I don't care about the New World Order, what they do to me. And so when you get to that point, you just let it all hang out. But I've controlled myself and dialed that back. Because with great power comes great responsibility. Yeah, take Howard Stern. He's what you don't want to be. Uses the First Amendment to get rich and powerful. Now is anti-free speech, forced inoculation. And I got articles here from Stern, the headline, you effing idiots were given the cure and you would not take it. Now you're dead. F you. And then attacks everybody. It doesn't work, Stern. Got articles here. Workers to get microchipped to pay for food from the canteen. That's out of the UK and out of the US. It's happening everywhere. I got more judges busted engaged in pedophile activity. And that's why the globalists are pissed, because they're a pedophile clique. And there aren't a lot of those in local and state law enforcement. There are now in the Justice Department and in the FBI at the top. And so there's an internal war going on. And that's why more than ever, this broadcast is so important. Now, listen, I got ready and I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I do too much preparation. Most people don't do a lot of preparation. Like the Gnarls Barkley song. It wasn't that I didn't know enough. I knew too much. I have done so much preparation for this show. Probably 10 hours. The crew knows they're getting emails and text messages from me. You know, every 5 minutes, 14, 15 hours a day. At 5 a.m. and at 2 a.m. You know, I'm going to try to control myself when we come back and just hit all this. Already done a pretty good job last hour. I hit 3 stacks last hour. And I got like 10 more here at least. And we got a special guest joining us, the monsters at Facebook. Censored a father that spoke at the Capitol about his son that died after the Moderna shot. You people are a bunch of murderers, and you know you are, suppressing the people you kill.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
The InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last night, a little township, she came a dancing to my door.
Last night.
Last night, the little angel, she came pumping all my floors.
She said.
She said, come on, baby.
I got a license for love.
And if it expires,
rain hell from above, because
in a midnight hour, she brought more.
With a rebel yell.
With a rebel yell, she brought more.
I'm here to tell you, I'm a rebel. And all these conformists going along with the warmongers, all these conformists going along with the tyranny, all the conformists going along with these Frankenshots, I'm really sad for you because you're going to be destroyed in the process. If you don't turn back soon. All right, let's get right into it right now. And let me just, I covered a lot of key global government, world ID, takeover news last hour, and I got more of that coming up and more of it at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to hit it then. And we know a lot now about this Vivek Murthy and who he works for. Wait till you learn about this coming up. In fact, I'll hit that next segment. But then, coming up at the start of the next hour, a bunch of videos in Australia, in Europe, in the UK, in Canada, in the US, of everywhere their leaders go, people are saying F you, F the New World Order, F Bill Gates, F Klaus Schwab. I mean, giant crowds. Everywhere, the puppet globalists are being chased, having rocks thrown at them. And in Madrid, they're burning down part of the police stations. And these aren't the type of folks that usually go out and burn down police stations. These aren't the communists. When the police come out and attack crowds trying to go to the beach, they just go burn down the police station. I'm not saying do that, but if the police start acting like that here, that's what's going to happen. Which is, you know, sad, because you really need the police stations. They're just following legal orders. It would be real shame if people went to Klaus Schwab's house. Do not do that either. We don't want to turn him into a martyr. In fact, they'll probably do it to themselves. I'm serious when I say that. But if it goes to a full civil war, well, all's fair in love and war, as they say. So that's coming up. But let me hit some of the other news that we've got here in our stacks that are so incredibly important. You've got Rose McGowan and Larry Elder. She's the lady that brought down Harvey Weinstein. She had a press conference yesterday that actually got in the news that she was going to have a press conference. They were very smart. They announced it in the morning, knowing if you announce it a few days before, the calls go out to all the media. They waited until the weekend thinking, well, maybe the bosses aren't there, the editors aren't there. Whoever's advising Elder is extremely smart, probably Elder himself. He's very smart. And they waited till Sunday morning. They announced, hey, coming up today at 6 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, we are going to talk about how Governor Newsom's wife called me and tried to pay me off to not expose Weinstein. Of course, you know that's true. Now, it got out that they were going to have the press conference, but I checked everywhere. If you saw it, then I missed it. Nowhere was it carried. Nowhere could you find it except OAN. Thank God for them. It was nowhere. And that shows you the incredible control that these people have over society and how the media is so incredibly lockstep. Now, speaking of that, major supermarket chain warns inflation is about to impact more Americans. Four Less Foods, Kroger all say it's already up 10% and looks like it's going to go up 15%, and those are even skewed numbers by the federal government. And what are they doing? They're making the packages smaller. They're putting more water in the meat. The globalists have weaponized this. They've created trillions and trillions of dollars that they've given themselves, and they get first use of it, and then they pass on all the inflation to us. Here's another one. This is in NBC News. It's on InfoWars.com as well, Daily Wire, you name it. Biden, Dems want to monitor Americans' bank accounts, blasted as violating Fourth Amendment. I don't know what you're talking about, want to. He just announced the federal power. Biden's Treasury Department declares IRS will monitor transactions of all U.S. accounts over $600. No more Fourth Amendment, no more warrants, just live time, everybody being tracked, everything you do being controlled, because that's for the new social credit score. That I didn't see it in my stat, guys. Will you print it for me? From yesterday's news, Jamie White was on fire yesterday. They wrote like five articles. Canada put out a press release, and it's on the federal site, that we must merge with the Chinese credit score and do what they say to Canadian businesses. And, of course, Justin Trudeau says he wants to be like Xi Jinping and a dictator. I mean, wow, you ought to be concerned about somebody that said that 2 years ago and is now doing it. Joe Biden's Treasury Department has announced Thursday an invasive new initiative tasking the federal government to audit virtually all financial transactions of Americans, but not the offshore bankers and people. No. The little people. The Treasury document called General Explanations of the Administration's Fiscal Year of 2022 Revenue Proposals. It's a nice name for raping your privacy and total surveillance and no more due process. Joe Biden's marks the 20th anniversary of 9/11, criticizing dark forces in America against peaceful religion of Islam. Yes, yes, Islam is loving, Islam is good, Islam is compassionate, Islam is an open society. The Taliban are. It is the Christian right-wing Republicans of the terrorists. And don't worry, we've got Bush Jr. said the same thing. I played the clip Saturday. I'm not going to play it again. I'm sure you saw it. He said that, we're not worried about foreign attacks now, because, you know, Bush and the globalists staged that, or Saudi Arabia and the Islamists. No. He's worried about the Christian conservatives and the people on January 6th. And then there's this, some good news. Judge orders Apple to issue other forms of payment in App Store. Epic Games claims tech giant was running an illegal monopoly where they make you only use them, and then they charge you about a third of whatever you make by using their system. And it is a monopoly. When they tried to go somewhere else, they kicked them off. That's the real, but the judge is just saying, well, you've got to take other forms of payment. So it's a quasi victory. We want more currencies. We want more modes of payment. Because now they're on the news. And the really big news here is the vaccines don't work. They're not vaccines. They hurt you. They erase your immune system. But they want global lockdowns and global IDs to carry out the cashless social credit score carbon tax system. And you see banks are saying, if you're not vaccinated, we're going to let you have a bank account. You can't have a credit card. MasterCard's talking about, I saw on the news, seeing if you're vaccinated. I mean, this is ridiculous. Colleges are saying, oh, if you're doing online courses but aren't injected, we're kicking you off that. These are people are terrorists. It's out of control. Yeah, there's the Forbes. The world needs lockdowns to save the earth. Klaus Schwab put out videos about, it was so nice when no one was on the street. The birds were happy. The animals were happy again. Everybody was starving to death. I mean, it's just so sick, these ultra-rich billionaires controlling trillions of dollars, lecturing us constantly over and over again. And by the way, I've got it in my stack. There's video in Canada at colleges of them burning books and shredding them and throwing them in trash cans. All over Europe, all over Canada, and now in the U.S., the librarians just pull them off and throw them away. That's more elegant here. Oh, where'd that book go? Oh, that Tom Sawyer? It talked about black people being slaves. That might hurt their feelings. So instead of having history lesson for Mark Twain that was against slavery from the beginning, you can't read Tom Sawyer. But you know what you can read? As young as sixth grade, Lawn Boy. Lawn Boy. I got sent this, and I don't know if I'm going to show this. You know, they show this to six-year-olds. It's in libraries all over the country where it shows young boys how to give each other blowjobs and to have adults give them blowjobs and have sex with pedophiles. Now, stations won't like it if I show this or air the video of it, but I mean, they're showing kids this. I mean, I understand we shouldn't show it, but they shouldn't be showing it to children.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. But ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about by NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing? When it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN, they have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Globalists are tearing down Western society because they're challenged by it. They're bringing in a worldwide authoritarian system that takes away families, that takes away women and men's spaces, that turns us into cogs in a machine. That's why at colleges across the U.S., they've taken down Martin Luther King bust. The left says he didn't stand up for trans rights. Well, that Tavistock Institute depopulation and sterilization operation didn't exist when he was alive. They took down the big, beautiful statue in front of the Metropolitan Museum in New York. I shot footage of it a few months ago when I was there. It was taken down the next week. And because he tried to empower black people and it showed an image of him with black folks rising up with him, it was taken down. And across the world, they now apologize at colleges for having white students. That's in the UK, the particular article I'm talking about. And now they burn books. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But first, let's look at Vivek Murthy. 1998, George Soros Fellow Scholarship. Paul and Daisy Soros Fellowship for New Americans. That's one of his sons. Yale University medical doctor. Vivek is an immigrant from the United Kingdom. Now, we love Indians. They tend to be more conservative and anti-globalist, but they hired this Indian out of the UK, brought him over here, and now he tells us that national immunity is no good, and that the vaccine's 100%, and he's the biggest liar in the U.S. government. And that says a lot. But it's okay, because he's got brown skin. Dr. Vivek H. Murthy is the 21st Surgeon General of the United States. He also serves the 19th Surgeon General under President Barack Obama as the Vice Admiral of the U.S. Public Health Service Commission Corps and Command of Uniformed Service 6,600 Public Health Officers globally. During his tenure, Dr. Murthy, launched the Turn the Tide campaign. And they go on to brag how the Soroses trained him, prepared him, and launched him. And now he's going to announce with Biden tomorrow even more tyranny. But it's okay. He's wearing a Scientology admiral outfit, and he's not white, so we must do what he says. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God he's not a white devil, though. Oh, speaking of white devils, members of Congress and their aides are exempt from Biden's vax mandate. But, of course, you're not. But don't worry. News outlets retract story claiming ivermectin causes male infertility. Third time media has failed to accurately cover it. That's right. Another media scare story about ivermectin has fallen apart, making it the third time in a week the media has failed when it comes to a particular drug. They've not failed. They were lying on purpose. This is not to say that anyone should be rushing to take the human version. The latest comes from KTSM, which heard the Nigerian study that's as fake as $3 bill, claiming it makes your testicles basically fall off. I went and looked at all the other studies. It's not true. They had medical doctors on about it. And but don't worry, Australia is citing the wave of fake news, how poison control is calling and the hospitals are full of ivermectin victims and it makes your testicles fall off. None of it's true. A decision they'll regret. Australian regulator bans ivermectin use as COVID-19 treatment that will kill a lot of people. But that's all right. It makes them feel good. And Fauci doesn't go as far as the Soros fellow. Soros isn't just putting in our district attorneys and county attorneys and 20-plus attorney generals of states. He now controls your doctors. Fauci can't give a really firm answer on why Americans with natural immunity need vaccines. He just passed on it because he knew it would be so embarrassing to say it doesn't exist. Here's another article out of bhf.org.uk. COVID-19 spike protein binds and changes cells in the heart. We'll be covering that next segment, why there's so many heart attacks taking place and being triggered by all of that. And then I've got a bunch of tweets and a bunch of videos of doctors and scientists. Look at this stack. Oh, my goodness. This is a huge, huge, huge stack we're going to be getting to coming up. But first, I wanted to just read this little tidbit. This is from Issa Lee on Twitter. And they say, I have a brother. Like both of my parents, dad and PhD in invertebrate zoology, mom, who's an MD, had a real scientific bent, even as a child. But now, in the late 60s, he's touting every cockamamie conspiracy theory he can find about COVID, quoting Alex Jones, and so on. And I see, oh my gosh, one parent's a PhD in invertebrate zoology, and the other is an MD. And you know what? They just are saying what Alex Jones says. Well, you might want to listen to your parents, but see, the more highly educated you are, the less you take this injection. That's admitted in the news. But see, the left just says how intelligent you are and how it totally protects you and others. No side effects. And you believe the lies you're told. And you want to be a prisoner. And you think by pretending to be with the power structure, you get ahead. That's not the case. We now have world leaders admitting the lockdowns are about making you take the shot. Well, we don't need them to tell us that. We can tell. You have the former head of Planned Parenthood who now wants to abort you after you're born, saying it's a privilege to even leave your house. Lady, you want to live under tyranny, go back to China. That's all coming up next segment. But first, we have this week's new sales are here, and I suggest you take advantage of it for your health and your life and your immune system and your body and everything. We have Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. And when you take it under the tongue, you get a better absorption. A lot of people can't absorb it in their gut, especially if you got brown skin or black skin. Unless you're getting 30, 40 minutes of direct sun a day in the summer, you're not getting enough vitamin D3. And that's directly linked to everybody that gets sick, period, out there with any viral issue. So we have it. It's high quality. Wherever you get your vitamin D3, I suggest you get organic. It's not synthetic. It's 50% off Winter Sun taken under the skin. And also, remember 6 years ago when this first came out, they had a BuzzFeed article and a Huffington Post article why they tested our B12 in a California lab that had the highest standards. And they found out, they said, okay, it's clean. It's vitamin B12, but it's overpriced. Then they said, but here's the best B12 that was twice as much. And they really put, which was another brand that was being actually sold by that lab that I guess was tied to a company owned by Mark Cuban. And the very lab they were talking about is a famous organic lab, and it's where we were private labeling ours. So there was ours, half the price, the same B12, made in the same factory, because I know I'm going to be targeted, I'm going to be attacked, I'm going to be tested, plus I want you to get quality products. So I had the highest quality B12, according to them, but they were attacking ours, not knowing we got it from the same supplier they said was the best, which it actually was. So it's 50% off, so good for your stamina, libido, energy, focus, clarity. When I remember to take it, every other day you can get too much B12. It really just energizes my life. They're both 50% off, back in stock. That's going to run for at least a week because we got a good supply of both. And then Vitamineral Fusion will go off sale today, 33% off all the vitamins, all the minerals, amino acids. This is my personal stash here. That's why it's got like hot sauce on it. It's going to sell out. Won't be back in for 6 to 8 weeks. It's 33% off InfoWarsStore.com. Great for children, great for adults. Really important for folks with brown skin and old folks. Get it today, InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me
Ladies
crazy?
And gentlemen, we are back live. Heart inflammation in teens explodes across the U.S. after FDA approves injections. Here's an article out of the UK, out of the Sun. Side effect, teenage boys are 14 times more likely to suffer heart complications from Pfizer jab, study finds. Well, Ernest Ramirez, who's on his job, we're going to go to him in a moment, got censored by Facebook and told, and it's in our article about him, we have the screenshots, that he's been restricted, he's been blocked from posting because he's not allowed to talk about his dead son. Found out that Facebook's involved in the Wuhan lab, invested in the vaccines. There it is, father whose son died from vaccines, induced heart inflammation, censored by Facebook. So go to that site, click through, go to his Twitter, follow him, work with him, amplify what he's doing and other parents that have lost their children because they believe they were doing the right thing and trying to help themselves and help others. Here's another young man And they're trying to suppress this, a well-known football player in other sports who took the shot and almost died as well. Here it is.
I am in the hospital right now with heart complications from the COVID-19 vaccine. And I want to inform as many people as I can about the risks from taking the vaccine that I wish someone would have told me. So I am a Division I student athlete with no prior health issues. And I got the second COVID shot Tuesday. And within 4 days, I have been diagnosed with myocarditis and was told that I probably won't be able to play my senior season now. It is a side effect from the COVID vaccine, and it's really not being reported or addressed, and it is a serious issue that we should all be informed about before making this decision. It isn't right for people to be forced to take the vaccine because there are actual side effects like this that could happen to you, and the NCAA should not mandate student athletes to get the vaccine because of what could happen to so many fellow student athletes. Health issues, which has happened to me. Everyone should be informed of the side effects, and no one should be forced to take something that could cause what has happened to me, and no one knows the long-term effects of what's possibly going to happen from this, and it's kind of uncharted territories because everyone else with the same heart issues from the vaccine as me, we're all being tracked and monitored. We're basically like test subjects from the vaccine, so it's a very serious issue that really needs to be spread. And I've spoken with some other student athletes that have also had to have either heart surgery or have had heart issues from this, and it's very scary stuff, and a lot of people in our age group apparently are at higher risk for heart issues from the vaccine, and it really does need to be talked about.
All right, we're going to Ernest here in a moment. After he leaves us, we have a tribute to his son now that Facebook will try to block as well. Remember, the head Facebook fact checker is a head person, number two person at the Wuhan lab. This was all concerted. You wouldn't launch an attack like this unless you had control over those you're planning to kill with a depopulation weapon, which Bill Gates will admit this is. Here is what got censored off of Facebook right after Mr. Ramirez, who we're about to be talking to, was on my show. This is what they're suppressing, him at the Capitol with his free speech in America. Here it is.
I love the hell out of my country, but I don't trust my government anymore. My son received a vaccine, and he died a few days later. The only explanation that was given to me was an enlarged heart. So if I have anything to say to anybody, look down at your child. It's not worth the risk. I mean, you see your baby right now, you might not see your baby tomorrow. I have to live with that the rest of my life.
Now, here's the smoking gun, and we'll go to Mr. Ramirez. In October, list of adverse reactions before they even started inoculations. They started in the UK. They've been warned, heart attacks, myocarditis, heart swelling that killed Mr. Hernandez's son. Okay? I want everybody to understand that. I want everybody to get that through their head with the left out there, or Ernest Ramirez, excuse me. I want everybody to know that, and I want all the leftists out there to understand that when you make your snickering jokes and you censor people, that you're now part of the murder of his son, because this was conscious. So Ernest Ramirez joins us, and sir, what is it like to speak up for your son? You're on local Fox News, and then they censor the clip. I mean, this is just next level. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, nice to speak to you again. I don't believe this. I know they're trying to shut me up one way or another. I mean, I thought we lived in a free country. They're trying to shut me up. I mean, that's all I have left. I got to fight for my son's right. I mean, that I'm trying to protect other people also. I mean, I don't want any other parents going through what I've been through. And I've had parents come up to me after seeing your show, tell me they decided not to do that because it's not worth the risk. Like I've always said, it's not worth the risk. I feel like we're playing Russian roulette. The government handed me the gun, telling me it was safe. and then told me to pull the trigger. And after my son passes, they throw their hands up like, it's not our fault. I mean, why are you trying to shut me up? You know, if I'm trying to, I'm telling truth. I'm telling a story that happened to me and my son. I mean, I'm not making things up. I mean, I wish I was. I wish it wasn't true. I wish I can go back to normal, but I can't. There's no way I can come back time. I just don't know what to do from now on. I know they're going to keep on trying to shut me up, and I'm going to continue doing what I got to do. I have nothing else to lose, you know.
Well, sir, they're trying to bury the memory of your son so that you can't warn more people. Just like you said, they're really denying he existed. They're really trying to deny he died by doing this.
Yes, sir, of course. I mean, what is it? Am I supposed to ball up in a corner and just shut up, not think about him anymore? You know, I mean, I can't do that.
Is them trying to suppress your son's memory and your attempt to warn people in his name, is that going to spur you to fight even harder, Mr. Ernesto Ramirez?
Of course. I'm not going to stop. I said, that's all I have left. I mean, I'm going to fight till see what they do now. I mean, if they want to lock me up, so be it. There's nothing they can do to stop me from speaking. I have to say what I have to say. I have to try to help another look like that young man we just seen. I seen this clip a couple of days ago. And I felt bad. You know, I mean, we need to warn people. This stuff is not 100%. I mean, why lie to us? You know, try to protect our people, man. You know.
Well, on some football squads and basketball squads, they've had up to three, in one other article I saw, five of the players have to go to the hospital with heart attacks. I mean, this is used to, if you had one heart attack in a year with a young person on a football team, it was national news. Now it's 3 to 5 on teams. I mean, this is scary as hell.
Well, you have two girls here locally that one just happened to be daughter of a coach at one of the local high schools. She ended up passing. Same deal, enlarged heart. That's all they said. They didn't say due to the vaccine. And another one a few miles away from my house also, same thing while she was playing volleyball. I mean, we're just watching our kids drop one by one, and government's not doing nothing about it.
Well, they tested these in mice and knew it was going to happen. They really did animal studies. That's why they said, oh, no animal studies, because they knew the animal studies would not allow this to come out. They had to get it approved the first time. And this is so evil. What do you want to say when we come back, sir? I know you're on your lunch. You got to get back to work. You're in a work truck. You're a hardworking American. We come back. I want you to talk about a direct message to Facebook and all these other people about what they've signed on to. And I want to play this tribute to your amazing son that only is going to be at band.video, folks, where you can take it, all this, and share it. Put it on Twitter. Put it on Facebook. Put it everywhere. And don't let Zuckerberg win. Don't let him silence the memory of Ernest Jr. Don't let them win. Ernest Ramirez Sr. is our guest. He'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
What was the most important point in Joe Biden's declaration of war against America on Thursday, September 9, 2021? Was it the announcement of forced inoculations of 80 to 100 million Americans? Was it the announcement of federalization of all the major cities, the bypassing of state governors, the threat to basically remove them? No, it wasn't. That was all bad enough. It's the fact that he's following a UN globalist Great Reset blueprint that Australia, the UK, Europe, and the rest of the Western world is, and that this is just the beginning. More lockdowns. National medical IDs approved by the United Nations. Carbon taxes that don't just track and trace you and tax you, but actually tell you when you can go somewhere and what you can do. It's all been announced at the UN level. This is a UN world government takeover, corporate revolution through global governance. It's illegal, and Congress must stand up and stop it now. There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist.
Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset in global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth, so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed it, word for word, with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you were going to launch a bioweapon attack through the vaccines and have those that took them become engines that create the variants, which is now admitted, how would you do it? That's the big question, ladies and gentlemen, and now here we are. Well, you'd have to control the media, you'd have to control the labs, you'd have to control the Justice Department, you'd have to control the regulators, you'd have to control regulators around the world, as Bill Gates does, and now they've done it. You'd have to have fake PCR tests, you'd have to have it all. So, going back to our guest, Ernest Ramirez. Ernest, what is it like for you losing Ernest Jr., who was healthy, 16-year-old, there at the little basketball court where he just started, as you said, running and playing. And then to have them, I mean, I know you said when you were on Saturday, you'd never imagine losing your healthy son, single father, together forever, such good friends. So painful. I've got an 18-year-old son. Makes my heart hurt. And then to have Big Tech come to you, and guys, if you show the article about Ernest from InfoWars and scroll down, you can see the Facebook screenshots saying, you did something bad. You're not allowed to talk about your son. You're a human being. Your son is a human being. He's in God's hands now. What do you want to say to the people that did this to you and who were trying to silence you and obviously hurt others so they don't learn what's happened to them and about all these deaths and heart attacks and heart surgeries? Because this is your chance with probably 2 million people watching to address these globalists. They're going to take what you say today. They're going to share it online. They're going to share the story of your son. So this is your chance to stand up on a major platform to Mark Zuckerberg and others and ask them, what do they think they're doing?
I mean, they, to me, what is this? I mean, they're splitting our country up. That's what they're doing. I mean, why are you going to try to shut me up when I'm telling my story? I'm not making anything up. This is what happened. I mean, there's no way they're going to shut me up. I want every parent in the world to know what I'm going through. I've had emails from all over UK, England, Ireland. I mean, you're not going to shut us up. I don't care what you do or what you think you're going to do. I mean, I'm just one person. I know I'm not anybody, but that my son was a world. He was top. I mean, so I don't care about Facebook. You can shut me out of there. Instagram, Twitter, whatever. I don't care. I'll find a way. If I got to stand on the street corner to warn parents so they don't have to go through the same thing I'm going through. I mean, like I said, this is turning political and, you know, I'm like I said, I'm just a little person. I'm just one regular person. And you just want me to shut my mouth and go on with life. Well, there's no more life after this. You took my life. So, now what am I going to do? Got to scream for my son. You know, you're not going to help me out. You're not going to help me. You're not going to back me up. You're not going to help our kids, our future. I don't know what to tell you now. I mean, we as a group, we need to stand together. I mean, this is our country. We're supposed to be protecting each other. We fought wars and everything together. And now we're just individuals like, okay, that was his problem.
And is that you with your dad and your son?
No, that's a local, one of our local heroes here from his school, Benavides, Junior used to go to his school.
Well, your son is really handsome and, you know, he's with God now. He lives forever. It's real, folks. I've seen it. But my son's even got that cleft chin just the same way. It reminds me of my son. I'll be honest with you, Mr. Ramirez. I'm not trying to get you to say mean stuff. I'm pissed for you. And I just want the globalists to know we're not going to do anything at this point, but we're going to take our government back and we're going to have Nuremberg too. And the people responsible for this, I want to see go to prison bare minimum.
Yeah. Somebody has to pay for this because I mean, like I said, I'm just one man. I know there's hundreds of people out there that's going through the same thing. I had a gentleman text me this morning. He seen my, your show and he said the same thing happened to his nephew. So I know there's hundreds more that
it's thousands, sir. It's hundreds of thousands. We need, this is all by design. This is eugenics. This is Hitler, folks. 2.0. We need to have a national rally or an event somewhere or rallies across the country for the victims to come out. Cause again, they're trying to suppress us. We need to go to Facebook headquarters or go to Kauai to Mark Zuckerberg's frickin' front gate and let that little monster know we're aware of what a damn killer he is. He's involved with Gates. He's involved in all of it. He knows what he's doing.
Yes, sir. I mean, they're trying to cover each other's back. That's why I see it. Everybody's trying to cover each other's back to continue what they're doing. I mean, somebody's making millions out of all our kids passing, you know.
It's tens of billions, and then they're also targeting the old. It is not a vaccine. They lied to you. It's not your fault. You went there believing your government, believing the media, because in the past they usually told the truth more. They've broken the social contract. How do people find you on Twitter? Because next time you're on, I want to put it on screen. I didn't even know you had a Twitter. I was saying, how do people contact you? And they said, whatever. I mean, how do people contact you to magnify what you're doing?
Like I said, I'm new to that stuff. I don't know. Miss Ivory Hacker asked me to start Twitter and Instagram and everything. So
okay, well, we'll put your Twitter on screen. It's Ernest Ramirez, and it's RGVRunner01. RGVRunner01. We need thousands of followers on there, and we need to boost everything you're saying and everything you're doing. God bless you, sir, and God bless your son. I'm going to play this tribute to your son. But anything else you'd like to add?
No, just. Please take care of your children. Don't believe what you hear. It's no longer the way it used to be. Things change. Our world is changing. So just protect one another.
That's right. And by the way, Schwab says in his books, we're going to take over governments, have them do really bad things. Then they're going to blame their governments, overthrow those, and then we take them over. It's their people in there doing this. We need to remove this. Everybody thinks this is the U.S. government. No, this is a eugenics, environmental death cult. And as soon as people realize about the Great Reset and Agenda 2030, sir, that's what got your son. We're going to win this together. We're all going to see your son in heaven and we do the right thing. It's all real. This whole planet's a test. Here's a 3-minute tribute. I haven't seen this yet. You sent it to us. Is this at his funeral or a memorial, sir?
Yeah, it's a funeral. My brothers and sisters, like I said, everybody paid for my son's funeral, and they took care of me. They really took care of us.
God bless you, sir. You're a good man. Your son is a good man, and just keep fighting. God bless you. Here is the tribute.
Thank you.
Schwab's going to pay. Bill Gates is going to pay. Well, like Mr. Ramirez says, the most important thing is to protect our children now. People mean business, folks. Globalists are attacking America because we wouldn't go along with the world order. We're being punished. This is very powerful. I hope radio listeners will find this when it's archived today at freeworldnews.tv. Loving memory. Ernesto Ramirez Jr. Another casualty, Bill Gates, and his war against America and humanity. November 11th, 2004 was born. April 24th, 2021. Killed by the globalist. Forever in our hearts.
Biden and his corporate controllers are lying to you. This is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This is an engineered virus in a lab that they then injected into the public using their poison vaccine. So the body then created mutations that actually spread even worse, like the Delta variant. That is scientifically admitted. That is mainline science and not even debated. But the general public does not even know that. So when that criminal with his pedophile crackhead son gets up there on television and tells you that you are to blame because you didn't take your poison shot, that is a giant lie. Countries like Israel and Singapore, with the highest vaccine rate, have the highest death and highest illness rates. That is the facts. Get that information out to your friends, family, and strangers like your life depends on it, because it does.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice, first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time.
In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I won't back down.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, next segment, I'm going to get into the book burning. I'm going to get into the censorship. I'm going to get into the total control that's expanding to levels never before seen. I've got articles here where Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, all of them are blocking videos. In fact, I meant to tell you this. Get that two-minute compilation we didn't play Saturday of Kamala Harris and Biden saying don't take the vaccine, don't trust the vaccine until it's totally tested, which they're now not done. If you try to play that, the internet lords are taking it down. And I got another article here that I had in my stack. I'll find it in a minute. Here it is. Platform censor post saying Biden could introduce federal vaccine mandates as CDC's own fact checks denies it. So they're saying this is not a mandate. We're not making you, even though we're making you. I mean, it's reached Orwellian, beyond Orwellian proportions. But first, speaking of Canada getting on the global social credit score with communist China and announcing it officially, Greg Reese Sunday knocked it out of the park yet again. That guy's working 7 days a week and put out this very special report that's in the Greg Reese section of band.video. So click the left-hand side, find the Greg Reese section, reesereport.com will take you there. And here is this report, and we'll be right back.
China seems to be preparing for war, and several Western nations are allying with them, including Canada, who is now officially rolling out the Chinese social credit score for Canadian businesses. China has recently banned English exams, limited video game use, and erased several pop stars from history. In an attempt to filter out Western culture, China is cracking down on effeminate men while assembling thousands of ships and millions of troops for war with Taiwan. Just last year, half of the CCP's nuclear scientists mysteriously quit on the same day for personal reasons. And last month, the main news outlet for the CCP published an article blaming the U.S. for biological warfare, blaming capitalism for social degeneracy, and calling for a new communist revolution. The CCP is preparing for war, and several world leaders are working with them. Perhaps this is what the dozens of ghost cities in China are for, all now empty, ready to house hundreds of thousands of people, including a city that looks like France. Is this for Macron and his fellow traders to someday feel at home? Maybe. But Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is all in with the communist Chinese. And his government has announced on a government website the Chinese social credit score system, how businesses can prepare. It outlines the penalties that Canadians have to look forward to, which include public blaming and shaming and being blacklisted. The CCP is coming to Canada. With Trudeau, Canada has become the most willing subject of the CCP, with Australia in second place and the rest of the Western world fighting for third. Who will be left to stand up for freedom? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And by the way, China says we're not doing any carbon taxes. We're building three carbon plants a week. We're going to put homosexuals in prison. We're going to take girly men off TV, all that. But then they own Hollywood. I mean, they bought it up. And they are running all the poison that's like right out of the fangs of a cobra or a rattlesnake into our veins. And they are the model. And so the rest of the world's getting in line to merge with that. There are fissures between the power structures. And, you know, Soros on the surface is against Xi Jinping, but it's just evil competing over the same operations. They all want the same goals. They're just demons competing for Lucifer's attention. to be the 10 kings of the earth, the three super regions, foretold in Revelation 2,000 years ago, now officially announced by the UN. That's right, 10 kingdoms, three super regions. That was publicly announced in 1992 at Rio de Janeiro in Agenda 21. They are following the biblical script. Stay with us.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high-quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off. And a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
And
it's not my
point of view, it's a fact. And you know it's true. They know it's true. That's why they want to silence us. We can't warn people. They're lighting a fire under a lot of people's ass by killing their children. And so the fight is on. I look at that funeral of Ernesto Ramirez Jr., and that looked like couple thousand pissed off people showed up there, and they looked like most of them were veterans and pretty serious folks. So the war has been going for a while, and now the people are just now figuring out it's going on. And I believe this is going to be a unifying effect in the end. Evil always makes its move, but it drives the people together. Not about what color you are, it's what color your blood is, and whether you're pointed at God or the devil. Who are you aligned with? I don't like to show things like what I'm intending to show coming up at the bottom of the hour. But I really, at my spirit level, I think I need to show this, and I will. And if a controversy comes out of it, that's even better. I always go with my gut. And then I later can see, you know, the spiritual level and the subconscious level, how I came up with a plan. But I don't want to look at the things they're doing. I got sent this probably a dozen times this weekend by different prominent people saying, have you seen this? And I couldn't even make myself go in the search engine and look it up. And I finally did yesterday evening after my wife and youngest and oldest daughter went to bed. The middle daughter's staying with her mom right now. And Rex has moved out. And I went and I read the book, and I really felt depressed after I looked at it, and I never feel down because I don't do stuff that makes me feel bad. I have a conscience, and the more I do good, the better I feel about myself, the stronger I get. It made me feel weak. But before I covered it, I made myself go look at it. I know why radio stations don't want to hear this, why TV stations don't want to see it, but this is happening to the children. And that's why evil puts out such horrible stuff. No one will just go, run away from it, and then they take over the schools, they take over the Catholic Church, you know, they take over the Baptist churches, they take over the Boy Scouts. In fact, print me that. I was already aware of this book, but I didn't cover it months ago when it first broke. Now it's all over the country in schools. You print me the Boy Scouts signed giant settlement, record settlement. And I just remember like 8 years ago, Boy Scout Jubilee, you know, top yearly meeting, hands out condoms to 6-year-olds. And print me that article too. Condoms handed out. And they knew when they sent a squad of pedophiles in there to have sex with children that it would take over the Boy Scouts and ruin it like every other institution. They didn't want boys learning how to camp and hunt and sharpen knives and all that. They want. And then none of them got in trouble. And then the kids that got raped got a bunch of money. to plan. And the very lawyers orchestrating it all get the cash. So I'm going to cover that bottom of the hour. I'll hit a bunch of news first. But they are teaching 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and I've got city council meetings talking about it where they hold the book up, where these books, there's a bunch of these books, child porn's illegal, but if you make child, but if you make books about children's experiences being raped and saying they like it, well, it's only a cartoon. So it starts out in one book with, oh, the, you know, the 10-year-olds have sex. And then it's next, oh, you know, the neighbor who's 18 has sex with them in a barn. And then next it's a 30-year-old and how great it is. This is in the schools, not just this book, but others. And let me tell you, I never online tried to see a horse having sex with a woman. I've seen it for about a half a second and blocked my eyes back in college. People were like, look at this. Or, you know, right when the internet got big. Or, you know, two girls in a cup, which had like hundreds of millions of views. And it's like people click on a video and it's women eating feces. I mean, I wish I never would have saw that. But you're at the radio station and you're like, look at this. It's like, what the hell? I only saw like 1 second of it. I still remember it. This is public schools with cartoons of adults raping children. And the book series and other books, it's a couple books doing this, not just Lawn Boy, is literally of the most horrible stuff you can imagine. And they want to wreck psychology. They want to wreck the young children. Also print me the articles, DW.com and others, and then, oh, they report on a year later after others did, after we reported on it years ago. Psychologists sending children to convicted pedophiles by the tens of thousands on purpose to be raped as young as age 3. So I always love the left on Twitter and Facebook. Oh, I bet Jones, look, this judge got busted with young boys. I bet Jones a little crazy with all his crap. All my crap, it is industrial level. The pedophiles have taken over. And when you see the judges coming after patriots and you see them persecuting people in D.C., I'm here to tell you, they're either narcotics traffickers or they're screwing little kids or they're doing something. Like this Surgeon General on TV saying natural immunity is no good, and that's a total lie. And he was brought to this country by the Soroses and put through college. They own that guy. I don't know what it is they got on him, but he sure looks like a demonic snapping turtle to me. But then what he does is evil. What he does is bad. I'm going to go to break and hit the book burning and some good news where the globalists are being hounded around the world. But there it is. The German experiment that plays foster children with pedophiles. That's the New Yorker. Oh, and now they tell you about it. 30,000+ children from the 60s on purpose, and it's still going on. That's who they are. Penn State, Sandusky, with all those little dozens of cottages where famous people would come stay for the night with children that had already been raped. 8, 9, 10 years old who'd been raped by their parents, so no doctor's going to know because they've already been brutalized. And then little boys and little girls getting screwed, getting raped. And then who ran the whitewash of that? The former FBI director. I mean, man, you talk about God going to destroy you. Can you imagine being these people? And I told you, my uncle worked in Guatemala in the 80s and was connected to Iran-Contra. He never told me anything about it. He just said, the government's evil, it's bad. And before he died, a year before he got sick with pneumonia and died, 7 years ago, we're driving along the ranch. He looks at me, and he always looked like a friendly, nice guy. He looked at me, a really evil-looking face. Wasn't evil, just really scary face. You know, I can be scary, too. He looked really scary. I was like, damn, this guy's scary-looking. I was like, he all of a sudden, like a dark cloud, he goes, children, they were kidnapping children out of orphanages and flying them out. And that's who runs this. They're hurting children. And I said, what? And he goes, you know what they do. I guess he's driving. He turns to me. He goes, you know what they do. We need to get them. We need to stop them. And then I remember there was like missionaries coming to the house and all the former people from Central America and all the stuff they'd done coming by the house. And obviously they were double agents and stuff. He was dead soon after that. Whatever they hit him with killed My dad's cousin across the street killed his son and killed him all in a month. I mean, they got stuff. It's incredible. They can give you a virus or a chemical that simulates like one. It's a synthetic nanotech virus. Just eat your lungs. And then it doesn't even replicate. Or they can give us stuff that replicates. I've already experienced it all. And all these dumbasses online go, he admits his uncle worked in Iran-Contra. He's one of them because they... What the hell are you talking about? My uncle fought that stuff when he learned about it, was against it. I'm independent. I don't need... I tell the former heads of intelligence agencies what's going on. I'm independent. I spend all my time. I'm my own man. You idiots out there think there's no real men or anyone that has any power outside of the government are the reason we're in this trouble. You have God's birthright. You have authority over these people in the name of Jesus Christ. That's who I've got authority from. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not the stupid CIA, not the pathetic FBI, not any of these criminal organizations. You understand that? And all of you that are bots and work for the system to claim I'm with the feds when all my work's the opposite, you got God to contend with. I'm not worried about it. All right, when we come back, I will continue to expose the works of darkness head on at ramming speed. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
The puppet leaders of nations across the planet are declaring their allegiance to the New World Order, and Democrat politicians have been announcing it here as well. That means allegiance to a tyrannical world corporate government established by the Rockefellers through the UN. And they want inside your bodies to put in you what they want, when they want, and to have the global digital tracking COVID passes or vaccine passes to form the backbone of their new world ID. And now their puppet Biden has announced the forced inoculation of 100 million Americans to keep their jobs in total violation of the Nuremberg Code. This is criminal. And he's lying, saying it's an approved vaccine when they did not approve it. They say that's in 2025, maybe. They just expanded the emergency authorization. That's why the two top scientists quit a week and a half ago. Well, you live to see it. Absolute New World Order world government. If you submit, they will totally enslave you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That's where your strength is, not standing up all powerful over people like you arrogant New World Order narcissist. Get down on your knees to God and get in line with God. Doesn't mean we're all perfect, but we got to keep trying. The more I get in line with God, it's just incredible. These Satanists don't know what they're missing. All right, let's hit the good news here, because we got some really sick, horrible stuff coming up next segment, ladies and gentlemen. It's got to be exposed. Believe me, I don't want to go there, but it's got to be done. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Video of college football fans shouting F Biden during games goes viral. It's happening at every game. UT, Alabama, it doesn't matter. It's all of them. We've got literally dozens of them. It's incredible. You need to pick me up, ladies and gentlemen. Go watch this stuff, because they know Trump won by 20 points. They know the truth. They know Biden's a puppet. So no matter what the system tries, the people don't like Kamala. They don't like any of it. And they're black, white, they're Hispanic, they're Asian, they're old, young. They want America. They want freedom. They know it's all crap. They're not wearing your stupid mask. But don't worry, they're going to release more serious bioweapons soon. That's why we got to expose. They're behind it. They have the motive. So when they do it, they get the heat, or they're going to do it. We don't have much time to stop him. People ask, why does this guy get so much energy? Why is he so pissed? Is he on cocaine? I hate cocaine. I've done it 3 times in my life. I hate hard drugs. I like caffeine and alcohol, and I don't even drink anymore. I know about the plan. I know they're doing it. You think Ernest Ramirez is pissed now? Yeah, his son, they killed him. I know they're coming for us. So I saw somebody robbing my neighbor, mugging my neighbor, I'd jump around and get a gun, and because that's what you do. I'm alive, not a jellyfish. We're here to get people out of their trance. We got more, too. Video, Sleepy Joe is a Uniner after Yankee fans and Met fans both chant F Biden. We're going to play both these in a moment. And then, from Jack Posobiec, video appears to show Biden getting booed at 9/11 Memorial everywhere he goes. That's why he didn't speak at any of the events, because he can't even get up on a stage. They had to keep the families out. They all met with Trump down the street. Go ahead and play just, I know we got a bunch of them. Just play some of the football, some of the baseball, and then him getting booed at the 9/11 Memorial. Here it is.
Joe Biden.
Again, we're bleeping it out, folks.
Joe Biden.
Now, the reason that this is great for me to say, Joe Biden's a puppet, F the New World Order, F David Rockefeller, F Klaus Schwab, F Bill Gates.
The murderers, look, the murderers. I'm going to take it.
Yeah, it's Obama.
A bunch of trash, a bunch of front people for the globalists. I didn't know who he is. Look at him. She's a kid, so he runs over. He literally walks like he has dementia.
Don't sniff him.
Terrible.
Now, let's get into how they're counter-striking against everybody with the same thing tyrants always do. Breaking. This is on InfoWars.com. You can go see it for yourself. We should probably actually add Greg Reese's video to the top of this and repost it on InfoWars. I don't think Greg Reese's report ever got posted this weekend. Maybe it did. We need to get it back up. It's excellent. On the same subject. Breaking. Canada announces plan to merge with Communist China social credit score. They put out a government report on the government website saying on their income tax site, you need to get ready to work with China. This is the new system here. They're going to track what you say and do. So, you know, here's how you comply with the communist. Here's another one. Book burning woke Canadian schools destroy nearly 5,000 books deemed offensive to indigenous peoples. Some were thrown away. Some were burned. Others just pulled off the shelf and thrown in the landfill. Really, so they've got Hitler's book at this. You need to. They got stuff written by Julius Caesar. You want to read what everybody wrote? Oh no, we can't let you read that. Schools in Ontario are facing backlash for burning or destroying books deemed offensive to First Nations. Oh, it's for the natives that the government killed before, including classic comics such as Tintin and Asterix. Tintin's funny. I like it. The book burning labeled an act of flame purification. Ah, stuff that Hitler did. Yeah, roll that B-roll you guys have of from Indiana Jones' Last Crusade where it shows the Nazis burning the books. That's powerful. The book burning labeled an act of flame purification. So when the left burns your house down, I guess it's a turn. I guess it's, you know, mostly peaceful when they burn down $2 billion of businesses and homes. That's mostly peaceful, too. Flame purification. So when they burned witches, it's flame purification. The book burning labeled an act of flame purification was first undertaken in 2019 by the province of Catholic School Board. Oh, a undertaking in the province of Catholic School Board, a French language school board of southwestern Ontario that manages 23 primary schools and 7 secondary schools. According to the report, the French language broadcaster Radio Canada, the first incident saw books ceremonially burned. Wow. With the ashes then used as fertilizer to plant a tree. Other burnings were planned but halted due to the coronavirus pandemic. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We bury the ashes of racism, discrimination, and stereotypes in the hope that we will grow an inclusive country. Yeah, where you all follow what the globalists say as they exploit everybody. Meanwhile, Maryland judge allegedly kills himself minutes before FBI agents come to arrest him for sexually abusing children. He had a hunting cabin he would invite them into and then come and touch them in the showers. Then it turned out he had cameras hidden in there. When the police found it, the FBI found it, he ate the SIM card in front of them. They were coming back with a warrant, and, he shot himself in the head, reportedly. Who knows? The FBI might be the complete opposite. He might have been actually exposing pedophile rings or something. Washington High School scraps plans for patriotic attire during 9/11 tribute. Says it could be seen as racially insensitive. You see, everything's racially insensitive. That's what Biden and George W. said. He said, oh, we're not worried about the Islamists now on 9/11. We're worried about American patriots that attacked the Capitol. And when we come back, I'm going to get into just the whole sexual takeover of our children with Lawn Boy. And, I don't feel like looking at it again myself, but this needs to be out there. I'm sorry, I said sixth graders. It's fourth graders who are being taught how to have sex with men. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stopped into a church. I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees. And I pretend to pray. You hear me preaching like the cold. He knows I'm gonna stay.
From Australia to the United Kingdom, from France to Canada, on your screen, thousands of firefighters and police are marching, refusing to be part of the vaccine passport, the forced inoculations, and the deadly tyranny. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I'm Alex Jones, your host. I was just sent an incredible OAN video that the crew is getting me articles to back up, because I know they show those on screen, that we're going to air next segment. I told you I've looked at the numbers, and that people that are vaccinated
with any of these shots are way more apt to get sick and die. They've been trying to cover those numbers up, and the studies actually show that. A new big prestigious study just came out, and wait till you hear how many times more likely you are to get hospitalized with COVID if you've had a vaccine. 5 times? 10 times? 20 times? 25 times? Next segment. I'm going to get it up on band.video ASAP. These people are ballsy, man. That's why they skipped the animal trials. They'd already secretly tested all this on animals before they released COVID-19. And that's in the Peter Daszak emails that we did reports on 6 months ago. And the videos. They're like, oh, get ready for it. Combine the 5 viruses and make a vaccine for it. And then in December, when they'd already released it, nobody knew about it, they go, okay, prepare the vaccine. Tell the different vaccine makers what to start making. That's how, man, in January, they already had a COVID vaccine. They made it in 2 days. No, they didn't. They just tell you that crap. So they know what they're doing. That's coming up. I mean, I'm just blown away by what's coming out. This is just dumbfounding. In fact, as soon as Rob or whoever can get that up, I sent it to Rob. Please get an article out on Infowars.com. It needs to go viral. This is incredible. Okay. Let's get into it right now. There are a bunch of books that are even worse than this one. I've covered some of them here where it describes, I was 8 years old and the neighbor was named such and such and he took me in the shed and I really loved it. And it describes all this horrible abuse of children. And you wonder, what are they doing? It's like, oh, the public school made a mistake, but it's all over the country. Police in Germany investigate 30,000 potential suspects in pedophile probe. DW.com, that's from a year ago. That's just in one city, all over the country, industrial level, take children from Christians mainly, give them to convicted pedophiles to create the new love of a 3-year-old being raped. By 7 or 8, then they supply them to politicians and people they want to blackmail. And the pedophiles are then the pimps over the children. All came out. That's Germany. That's our CIA, that's globalist CIA, that got control of a country, West Germany, and in the 60s set this up. So that's their dream, our nightmare. People that run the CIA, just like they put pedophiles in charge in Afghanistan, at the top are pedophiles. Okay, there you go. Here it is in the New Yorker this year in July, the German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles. Judge clears Boy Scouts $850 million sex abuse settlement. Just like they make $40 billion on OxyContin and then they pay $1 billion settlement and they're given immunity by the judge and not get in trouble. They do it on purpose. The same FDA head is back now. She's approving all these shots even though they're not been tested on publicly on humans, on animals. They have been. So here it is. See, and remember, they sent them in at the main Boy Scout global event. Hundreds of thousands of people gave, you know, 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds condoms. And it was so cute in the news. The liberals were like, oh, wonderful. They're teaching the young boys how to be gay. It's gay when men have sex with them. This is what they've done. And then they brought down the whole institution and took it over, like everything else they wrecked. Now, here's TikTok mom calls out Texas school board over fourth grade book. A concerned mom has called out a Texas school board after a profane book. It's targeting children with sex, so it's pedophilic in my view. Was found in the library. TikTok user Key Slave uploaded the footage of the board meeting, which has since gone viral, and that's why all of you should go speak out. Now, folks, the left is online making excuses for it, saying it's no big deal. It's always an accident. See this Twitter user? Oh, it's just an accident. It's all a mistake. And folks, here's Lawn Boy. And again, this is what fourth graders are being shown. This is all over the country. This is stuff even. I'm not going to show it. If you want to go look it up, I just can't even look at it again myself. It's just unbelievable. Okay, so let's just stop right there and go to the mother. The cybercrime unit of Germany, of course, has now discovered the government officially did this. It's just insane. But here's a lady in the Texas town that are fronting these monsters.
I'm going to explain to you the book that he received, but Mr. McKay, I pray you are a man of your word. Last week, I asked my children if I could check the books that they picked up from the school. My son picked up this brand new book from the shelves in class one boy. He was under the impression it was about a kid that ends up with a gang mowing the grass at Disneyland. I'd like to share a few quotes with you. Just turn around. On page 19, not that it really matters in fourth grade, at a church youth group meeting out in the bushes, I touched Doug Vogel's dick and he touched mine. In fact, there was even some mouths involved. And that's on page 91. What if I told you I touched another guy's dick? What if I told you I sucked it? I was 10 years old, but it's true. I put Doug Vogel's dick in my mouth. I was in fourth grade. It was no big deal. He sucked mine too. And you know what? It wasn't terrible. Page 174. I don't know if I put a sign for this one. Yeah, I did. He talked about old times at the church, but never mentioned our penises or the fact that he never said 10 words to me after our little foray in the bushes. Not a single reference to holding or tugging or sucking dicks. All I could think about while he was chatting me up was his little salamander between my fourth grade fingers rapidly engorging with blood. Page 1030, I didn't think so for this. Why won't you admit we sucked each other's dicks? We shared a Hershey bar, then you showed me your dick, and I...
And folks, I've got other books here that they've got in schools. That's Leander, where they have drag queen story time. And in Houston, they have a bunch of convicted pedophiles doing it. And the local news said, hey, you got to get them while they're young, and laughed. So Leander is, again, a suburb of Austin, Texas, northwest of it. Zoom in on that. And this is everywhere. It's not clear if the school in Leander, Texas, was aware of the separate titles. There's other books as well, but it was likely a mistake. Yes, it's all a big mistake. Just like placing 30,000 children in one German city with convicted pedophiles and then taking them to sex orgies in churches where satanic rites were conducted. That's mainline news, ladies and gentlemen. The German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles. And then the Boy Scouts of America. You guys find the article? Get it, search web. It was like 8 years ago. Boy Scouts, you know, global annual meeting to hand out free condoms to people as young as, I think it was like 8 years old or something. I mean, what does that say? Here's your condoms, a bunch of, I mean, when you're, this is what's going on. There it is. Boy Scouts provide condoms at upcoming World Jamborees. Scroll down. I don't remember. I'm saying 8 years. Let me see if I'm right memory-wise. 2000 and what? 2018. I guess they did it again. So now they're all bankrupt. Now it's all over. Mission accomplished. Ruin something wholesome, turn it into a giant pedophile party. All right. Oh, and I forgot this. Transgender fighter Elena McLaughlin, who was in the U.S. Army, wins MMA debut, beating a woman half to death. And he's got him in the military. He's got him, you know, all right here. And they've got his transformation to this. They're calling him a woman. It's just all insanity in your face, ladies and gentlemen. That's all this is to get you to accept anything they want, like convicted sex offenders going into women's side of the gym and getting in the hot tub with a hard-on, saying he wants to have sex with women. As long as he says he's a woman, it's okay. There are men getting women pregnant in prisons all across the country saying that they're really women, and they say, two women had a baby today. It's all part of the gaslighting.
If you think the puppet president, Joe Biden, coming out and announcing that 100 million Americans are going to be forced to take experimental shots or lose their jobs. Understand, we know the blueprint of the UN. They've stated their plan. Contact tracers coming to your house, 10 forced injections a year, the destruction of your immune system, the depopulation of the planet, and the vaccine passport on your, quote, iPhone or Droid, tracking and tracing everything you do and telling you when you can go outside your house or where you can go, not just for COVID-19, but for carbon taxes. So as I've said 1,000 times, submission is death. You give into this just for your job or to be able to go to the bar or to be able to, quote, fly on an airplane. Then they're going to slowly put the screws in with these apps on your phone to control where you go and what you do and dog train you right into total slavery. This is criminal, it's illegal, it's tyranny, and we must resist and not comply.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant.
So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies. So again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the globalists want the power to corrupt the entire medical and law enforcement system, media system, to poison us, to kill us, and then cover it up and lockstep suppress those and their families that speak up after the murder. But we still have our organic system of communication. That's why they're rushing to suppress all of that with real-time censorship. I've got some of the biggest news yet on a huge report broken by OAN on a mainline respected study about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We're seeing similar things on the other so-called vaccines that are all programmed the same way to create the spike protein. And then I've got the biggest news yet in the recall election of Larry Elder. I'm not talking about Rose McGowan, and I believe her. She brought down Weinstein, saying that the wife of Governor Newsom tried to get her for a group to pay her off to shut up right before all this broke a few years ago, three, 4 years ago. No, it's even bigger than that. And it's what we expected him to do with those voter rolls they've already got. So we'll play that in a moment. But here's a few minutes. It's a six-minute report being posted to Band Out Video. Here's a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, of the OAN report they don't want you to see.
In a new study involving tens of thousands of patients reveals fully vaccinated people are 27 times more likely to end up with COVID symptoms than those who have never had a vaccine. Here's one America's Pearson Sharp.
There's a great debate raging in America right now whether or not we need to get the vaccine. And surprisingly, the medical establishment is bucking science that's been settled on for nearly a century now by claiming that vaccines are a better solution to the China virus than your own body's natural defense system. So, what's the truth? We've been in this pandemic for a year and a half now. What do the numbers say? Well, unsurprisingly, the numbers back up what we've known all along, or at least what most of us have known, that our bodies are far better at fighting this virus and many others than the vaccine is. Before we get started, we want to be clear. OAN is not taking an anti-vax position. Vaccines have been proven to be tremendously helpful and have saved countless millions of lives since their inception. The point is, they aren't perfect, and they're not all created equal. Effective vaccines typically take the better part of a decade to get right, not the better part of 6 months. Which is why we're seeing the huge number of problems with this vaccine against the China virus in particular. And now, scientists in Israel, a country with more experience with this virus than pretty much anywhere in the world, have found that humans' natural immune protection against COVID is not only much better than expected, it's far and away more powerful than any of the vaccines we're using today. The study involved looking at the medical records of not just a handful of participants, but tens of thousands of Israelis infected with the China virus. It's the largest real-world study ever conducted on the virus, and it found COVID survivors who developed a natural immunity were much less likely to get infected again than patients who were fully vaccinated, not only with the regular coronavirus, but with the new Delta variant as well. Fully vaccinated patients were also far likelier to develop symptoms, become hospitalized, and require serious medical treatment than patients who developed natural immunity. Scientists who reviewed the data say this is a textbook example of how natural immunity is better than vaccination. Better than vaccination. These are actual.
All right. Again, when we downloaded that, it made the audio get a little, off a little. It's fixed, and we just posted it minutes ago. That's why it's got 8 views. To band.video, we're going to make the featured video, write stories about it. Shock study. Vaccinated 27 times more likely to catch COVID. Not just that you're 27 times better off if you have natural immunity, but it makes you even sicker even if you don't have it. Versus vaccinated in the past with other so-called vaccines that actually worked, they just might have side effects or be contaminated, or the globalists would spike them. Like they did tetanus shots in Africa, they got caught in the mid-90s putting sterilants in it. This isn't a vaccine. This is a gene therapy. And so you're 27 times more likely to catch COVID or to get sick. You're 27 times more likely to get COVID and more apt to get sick as well. It's all in the study that we've posted to Infowars.com, and it's already been posted to band.video. So great job to the crew getting that back up so quickly. Okay. Here's the big news, ladies and gentlemen. And we knew this would happen. This happened all over the country in swing states like Michigan, like Pennsylvania, like Georgia, like Arizona. You'd go to vote because they had all these mail-in ballots. And you'd been told somebody already got your ballot, somebody already voted for you. That's why government and the corrupt postal service and the Democrat operatives they've got in all the key blue cities, they're already sending little kids to pedophile story time. They're already busting all these Democrat judges being pedophiles. They're already busting them lying and saying that the vaccine doesn't hurt you, or it's not even a vaccine, it does hurt you. So, of course, you go to try to vote. Of course, everybody hates Newsom and the lockdowns and the fires and the homeless and the feces and the needles and the fentanyl and the Oxycontin, but they don't care. Doesn't matter how much Rose McGowan gets up there and exposes the fraud. Doesn't matter how much it comes out they're involved in all this sick, sinister stuff, or Ed Buck and his Satanism rituals killing black people, now convicted. Doesn't matter, because he who counts the votes rules, as Joseph Stalin said. And so, this is coming out from all over the place. People are saying, now that the polls are actually open, because you've got the recall election officially tomorrow, so it opened. Ashar tells me what happened at the Woodland Hills polling station on Saturday. The system showed that we had already voted, and we were shocked. Do you wonder who you voted for? Well, and they voted for against the recall, even though they were going to vote for it. We were like, well, we hadn't voted. They apologized. It's okay. Oh, we're sorry we put all those books in the dozens of books in all the public schools for fourth and fifth graders about how fun it is to get in a car with a man when he wants you to get in it and have sex with him. Probably end up dead, but it's okay. They said this was happening to about 70% of those who showed up that day. I'll read it again. The system showed us when they voted on Saturday that we had already voted, and we were shocked. We were like, well, we hadn't voted. They apologized. They said this was happening to about 70% of those who showed up that day because they already have the polling names. They already have the mail-in ballots, and they told you with Trump, there'll be a red mirage, the polls will close, but the next few days you'll find out he lost. Pelosi said no matter what happens, he'll be out. Don't worry. And just look at Gavin Newsom. What? He looks like a rubber-faced alien in that photo. It doesn't even look real. He doesn't even need makeup to be the Joker. I mean, you wouldn't buy a car from him. You wouldn't let your, I mean, look at Kamala Harris. I mean, God help us. Have you seen how psychotic he is in interviews? How fake? And that's who God's put over us. We haven't stopped him. Here's the clip of them stealing the election from Larry Elder. Here it is.
Saturday, we, around noon, 1 o'clock, we go to a voting center that we had gone to before. That's our center. And we walk up to the person and they look up our names and they tell us that the system showed that we had already voted. And we were shocked. We're like, well, we hadn't voted. It wasn't us. And they apologized. They said, this is happening to about 70% of those who had showed up that day. And, the gentleman and his wife came right behind us and the same thing was happening to them. So I asked to speak with the supervisor. I spoke with him and again, he apologized. He said, we don't know what's happening. We've already reported it and it's happening to about 70% of those who have showed up. I asked them what are our options. He said, you can fill out a provisional ballot, mail it in, and we can vote that way.
Oh, sure. They'll wipe their ass
with it. Then I asked them, well, what's the process of that? How do we know, you know, that our vote will get casted and not the person who voted for us? He said, once they receive your provisional, they'll compare the signatures and whichever signature is right, they'll use that vote to count.
Only place in the country they've been checking them is Arizona, and it takes forever. All lies, all pacifying, all stealing the election from you. I'll do five more minutes, and Gerald Celente is taking over. Briefly, vitamin mineral fusion today. All the vitamins, all the minerals for immune system and body with great amino acids, great tasting fruit punch, all natural, great for children, great for adults, key for folks with brown skin and old folks especially who aren't getting enough of your vitamin D particularly. Speaking of vitamin D, it's 33% off, sells out today. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock. Highest quality vitamin D3 taken out of the tongue. The number one thing for your immune system is this. And Ultra 12, very popular, taken out of the tongue. High end, best quality out there. 50% off as well on the Ultra 12, vitamin B12. It's taken sublingually. And, of course, the Winter Sun as well. All back in stock, 50% off. Knockout back in stock, sleep aid, all natural, 50% off. And Vitamineral Fusion. Sale ends at midnight. Stay with us. Hour number four, straight ahead.
On September 9th, 2021, the puppet President Joe Biden publicly declared war against America. He then announced dictatorial powers unto himself and announced forced inoculations against the American people. He is a puppet of the United Nations and the Rockefeller combine of corporations that put him in power, and he is making a very serious move against the American people. But the attack he's launched is being launched against every other Western country on the planet by these corporations that have already enslaved the third world. What they're doing is illegal on its face, violates our federal and state laws and the Geneva Convention as well as the Nuremberg Code. It's very, very simple. We have to decide whether we're going to surrender to this globalist corporate takeover or whether we're going to stand up with our birthright and say no and then prosecute these criminals for their crimes against humanity so other criminals in the future don't dare try it. The choice is up to us.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Sonia Swaminathan is facing the death penalty in India if their National Bar Association has its way. It was 7-8 months ago that the lawyers of India got together and they sued the government that were blocking ivermectin. And if you look at the graph, as soon as the public, they handed out to everybody in the country, over a million people, a packet of ivermectin, their death rate went down over 90%. There it is, Forbes. India's state will offer ivermectin to entire adult population, even as WHO warns against its use in COVID-19 treatment. Print me that. That's big. So, they're saying she committed crimes against humanity. She knows about the hundreds of studies. Because that's what it is when the U.S. government does that. That's what it is when our Surgeon General says, keep it from people. But when Australia does it, they're killing you. They know the truth. They're trying to make sure you die. There she is. WHO scientists may face death penalty for advising against ivermectin. Deleting the tweet won't save her. Then she went and got it banned, but they overwrote her. The 51-page legal statement prepared by the Indian Bar Association attacked WHO chief scientists with 71 counts describing the evaluation she made, discouraging ivermectin to treat COVID-19 as extremely unreasonable and having other purposes. Yeah, absolutely. Need her emails? Who gave her the order? You know it's Fauci and Gates. The association, Gates is kicked out of there, by the way. His dad was kicked out testing all sorts of stuff on kids. You're some real sickos. The association called, they get power off of it, folks. They want to hurt the life force. The association called to invoke Article 302, 304, Paragraph 2 and 88 of the Indian Penal Code regarding murder and other claims punishable by the, how do you say her name again? Swana? How is it? Yep. And it says that if she's convicted, she may face the death penalty or life imprisonment. And it goes on there. Ivermectin was first developed as a veterinary drug in the 1970s. However, since 1988, it has been prescribed for humans to combat various parasitic infections. It was later added to the WHO's list of essential medications. In 2015, ivermectin was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine. And all I know is I've had a lot of my crew that's been sick. My dad, it was like 82, 83% oxygen. They'd intubated him for sure. Got him on ivermectin, got him on inhalable steroids that Dr. Bartlett got us through, local doctor that came and saw my dad at the house. And those folks were, by the way, Indian, great people, big listeners. And so we beat it. But, I mean, he'd been dead. So, absolutely, these people are trying to murder us. And now the Australian government is banning their public from having or having it produced or given. What a pack of murderers. If your dad or mom or your son or daughter's dying, they want to intubate them. What are they going to do to you? I'm not saying do this if you, ram your truck through the pharmacy at night and steal that ivermectin. I mean, these people are really pushing us into a corner. And they think we're just going to blow up at our governments. And then that'll destroy the government. And then they'll come in and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. That's what the IMF plan. No. We need to have the globalists exposed, and we need to have good people come up like Rand Paul and the folks in India and say, arrest Fauci, arrest Gates, arrest all these people. Arrest the head Surgeon General lying to everybody. These are doctors lying for Big Pharma to take control of you and kill you and bring in a world government, and people see it. You have the main doctor association, the union of medical doctors in Tokyo, the biggest city arguably in the world, saying they get over 10,000 people with a 99% success rate. They are suppressing. They are attacking us. And they don't want you to have vitamins. They don't want you to have minerals. They don't want you to have vitamin D3. They don't want you to have any of it. They don't want you to have free speech. Like Ernest Ramirez Jr., who they killed, so his daddy can't speak up. But they are speaking up, and they are fighting back, and we're not backing down. And you're fighting hard. You're going to take the archive of this show on your email and your text message, your word of mouth, and you're going to share it. You're going to take the best interviews and the best articles you think are most important. Because you're in charge of the fight in your area, and you're going to spread that information and shove it down the throat of these globalists politically. They want a war. They started one. They want a fight. I don't know how this is going to end because God's watching. All I know is I'm going to do what God tells me to do. I'm going to stand up for these monsters, and they will be brought to justice. They bit off a lot more than they can chew. War Room comes up in 55 minutes. Joel Salente's next. Tune in. Spread the word. Fight back.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all of the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale of vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Salente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And here we are, a whole new world. 2020, everything changed. Who'd have believed this? So, I just had a great experience of my life. I was on with down in D.C., and I was one of the guest speakers at Ron Paul's War on Us event on September 4th, a week ago Saturday. And it sold out. Over 500 people were there. They had to move it from a hotel they had in D.C. to one at Dulles Airport because the government took it over so they could bring in refugees out of Afghanistan. And boy, Daniel McAdams, who works with on the Liberty Report with Ron Paul, did some job in pulling this thing together. Great speakers, Judge Andrew Napolitano was one of them. I was one of them. RFK Jr. and others, and standing ovations for everyone. It was really very touching. And when RFK Jr. walked off the stage, his last words were, "I will fight to my death with my boots on." And talking about freedom, peace, and justice. It was very heartwarming. And I had them crying and laughing because my heart is broken, so they know my tears are real when I talk about what's going on. And, of course, a couple of days later, on Thursday, Joe Biden, our tyrant who is running the show, the freak show, the presidential reality show, pushed in these mandates. And government workers have to get vaccinated. This is unprecedented, and contractors. But you know who doesn't have to get vaccinated? That's right, members of Congress. Oh, no, they're above us. We's just plantation workers on Slavelandia. So we got to get vaccinated. And people that work for the, the courts, the federal courts, they don't have to get vaccinated. No, it's fine. You're just a piece of crap. You're just a low-life American nothing. It's a complete takeover, and it's global, what's going on. And I realized on the way back, my buddy and I, we stopped at Cape May in New Jersey, took the ferry, Delaware, with little Joe Biden. The guy's been sucking off the public tit his whole life. This little arrogant boy, this imbecilic arrogant boy with his arrogant, freaked out son. Yeah, we left from Delaware. Oh, White House clarifies, U.S. they'd be subject to vaccines, But not, of course, the clowns. So we left Delaware, took the ferry over to Cape May. You go into Cape May, driving in, and on the right-hand side as you go in is a sign. You take this boat to go whale watching. You didn't have to take the boat to go whale watching. All you had to do was walk around the beach, walk around the boardwalk, walk around town, and you could see whales everywhere. Guys like this, women, young girls like this, heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. To see how low the Americans have gone. There's no fight. How can you be happy? How can you be happy with yourself being 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight? The whales were everywhere. There's no fight in this country. The people have lost their self-respect. I have a picture in my Zizi book over here, which Zizi gave Honey Boy, a true story about love, wisdom, and the soul of America. And here's a picture of my parents' wedding. May they rest in peace. 1934. Look at the dignity of these people. Look what they look like. They were laborers for construction. Worked in fish store, manufacturing plant. You look at the dignity of these people, Bezos, Buffett, Gates, Musk, couldn't even come close. That's when there was a pride in America. And then, you know, I was in the business. I used to work for a major trade association. I was the number two guy when I left at 32 years old. And I was traveling all over the country. I can tell you when it changed. I remember TGIF. TGIF was only in New York City around, it was about 30-something street on the east side. And 40-something maybe, right? Anyway. And then it went national. And the big thing was how big the portions were. That's right. Eat a lot of crappy food for cheap. I remember when they wouldn't allow McDonald's into New York City in the 70s. That's right. And now, I forgot to bring something with me when I went. And I had to go to Walmart's to get a cord for my computer. First time I've been in Walmart's in 20 years. I stay away from it. Back in the day, you went into places, department stores, and they were beautiful. They were decorated. There we go. That's America. They didn't have those things to ride in when you go into stores. Again, it's everywhere. Oh, and only 78% of the people dying of COVID, according to the CDC, 78% are obese, type 2 diabetics, according to the numbers. That was even reported in CNBC. So it's not a conspiracy theory. So you go into Walmart's, and it's ugly as hell. You look at the people around her. Yeah, it's heartbreaking. It's like going into a warehouse, a factory, to buy stuff. The spirit is gone in this country. my talk at Ron Paul's and Daniel McAdams' event, and there's no man alive, by the way, that I respect more than Dr. Ron Paul, just to make it clear. Was we must unite. United we stand, divided we fall. We have to unite under one umbrella to defeat this. Those people that you just showed, they're not in the fight. They're in a fight for their lives. We must unite. And we have to do it under one umbrella. I formed the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. That may be one way. We're going to be working on it more. The rallies, the protests, they mean nothing. Nothing. It has to go on day after day, night after night, week after week, like the Berlin Wall came down. Because if we don't stop this, this is going to be hell on earth. More mandates, more push vaccines, more taking control of your life. That's not what this country is about. If we don't change it now, it's going to be too late tomorrow. My heart's broken when I see what's going on. But I'm fighting for peace, freedom, and justice, and so is InfoWars. So support what you can. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have, back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high-quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale on vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
What was the most important point
in Joe Biden's declaration of war against America on Thursday, September 9, 2021? Was it the announcement of forced inoculations of 80 to 100 million Americans? Was it the announcement of federalization of all the major cities, the bypassing of state governors, the threat to basically remove them? No, it wasn't. That was all bad enough. It's the fact that he's following a UN globalist Great Reset blueprint that Australia, the UK, Europe, and the rest of the Western world is, and that this is just the beginning. More lockdowns, national medical IDs approved by the United Nations, carbon taxes that don't just track and trace you and tax you, but actually tell you when you can go somewhere and what you can do. It's all been announced at the UN level. This is a UN world government takeover, corporate revolution through global governance. It's illegal, and Congress must stand up and stop it now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Hey, this is the cover of the toilet paper record, the New York Times, yesterday. False diagnoses conceal drugging of frail seniors. One in five nursing homes get antipsychotics, far more than publicly reported. I'm mentioning this because they're drugging out the people. You turn on the TV, which I rarely do, but when I was away in a hotel listening to it, and it's one drug ad after another. One after another. And then they tell you the side effects. And you're saying, why would anybody take this stuff? The reason is that people believe what they see on TV. It's very, very sad. And I'm not making this up. American people don't believe anything's real until they see it on TV. Richard Nixon. A low-life, murderous piece of crap that knew the story. So when you watch these drug ads, it's simple. It's propaganda that they've been using for centuries on how to control people. Not only with TV, with, you know, it's been going on forever. But now it's easier because people tune in. American people don't believe anything's real until they see it on TV. So how stupid can you be to listen to a little daddy's girl, Anderson Cooper, on CNN, the Cartoon News Network, whose mommy was Gloria Vanderbilt, and you're just another little arrogant boy who wouldn't be there if mommy didn't get you there with all your money. So save your crap, little boy. Oh, now we got a little Andy Cuomo's brother, Chrissy, another daddy's boy on CNN. American people don't believe anything's real until they see it on TV being spewed out by low-life prostitutes who get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their Washington whoremasters. Pfizer paid the largest criminal fine in U.S. history, lawsuit details. This is from Market Realist, August 26th. Getting full approval from the FDA for its COVID-19 vaccine is a big deal for Pfizer. The FDA stamped on approval is a critical step in getting a drug to market. If pharmaceutical companies start promoting a drug for something that the FDA hasn't okayed, then it's a big trouble. In 2009, Pfizer agreed to pay $2.3 billion in a criminal and civil liability lawsuit stemming from the illegality of promoting a certain drug. At that time, it was the largest healthcare fraud settlement in history. In 2012, healthcare giant GlaxoSmithKline agreed to pay $3 billion in criminal and civil charges for unlawful promotion of drugs like Paxil and Wellbutrin. All right? I could go on and on and on. Morons and imbeciles call them big pharma. They're drug lords. They're drug dealers. You got it? Look at that little slime ball. A little nothing of a clown boy with another attitude. Scott Gottlieb. Scott got crap. Scott, you little low-life piece of garbage. It was the head of the FDA under Trump and is now on the board as directors of Pfizer. Oh, that Pfizer? The Pfizer that paid the largest criminal fine in history? Lawsuits detail? Yeah, that one. And again, this is going on around the world. Yeah, look at that little boy. Look at that little boy. That ballless little boy. You're a lowlife. Going from the FDA to Pfizer. You should be in jail. You're a criminal. Like the rest of them. Supposedly representing the people. And then you go over there. You represent your pocketbook. And your little cojones that represent nothing. Snap lockdown. After COVID case found 238 deaths in 19 months. Right? This is here. Residents of North Wales, South Wales, local government area will be sent back into snap lockdown within hours after discovery of a COVID case today. All right? New South Wales. 238 deaths in 19 months out of 8.1 million people. 238 deaths out of 8.1 million people. They're pushing for more vaccines and it's working. The vaccine rate, it was just a couple of months ago, it was under 20%. You ready? There were also 7 more fatalities. Here are the 7 more fatalities. Count them up. 3 men in their 80s. What kind of shape were they? And what's the average age that you die? So they're going out, right? They're 80 years old, they're not 18. 2 in their 90s. Ah, they would have lived 100. And 2 women. 1 in their 60s. Oh. And 1 in their 90s. You got it? And they're vaccinating young people with a recovery rate of only 99.997% for people 1 to 20. There you got it. 78.54 years and people are dying. That's the United States. Anyway, the 90s, this is what they're doing. By Monday, 78.5% of New South Wales residents aged 16 and older had one vaccine. They're pushing it and pushing it, and then it's working. New Zealand extended a strict lockdown in its largest city Monday, requiring 1.7 million people living in Auckland to remain indoors. You know how many deaths they had in New Zealand? You got 5 million people, 19 months, 27 deaths. 27. Cases? Cases don't count. PCR tests are fake. The numbers are there. Not making this up. The city is virtually cut off from the rest of the country. Keeping people inside. Oh, what is the facts? What's the data? The hard data? Chances of getting it outside are less than 1%. And you're keeping people inside? If we don't fight for freedom, we're lost. And do what you can to support InfoWars. They got great products and great sales going on. And when I get back, we're going to talk more about it.
You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me, and it makes me feel pathetic because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all this together. And it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's going up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America's still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get an InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWar. Thank you.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports about by NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censured by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. And it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product, we need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And as Alex just said with that ad, InfoWarsStores.com. And we're in the fight of our lives, and we can't do this alone. You need to support us. And they have great products, so you're not getting, you know, for nothing, even though you're getting all this information that they're putting out. We give it from our hearts and souls. So they have great, great sales going on. And one of them, of course, is the Ultra 12, which is 50% off at InfoWars Store. And in a constant search to improve their formulas and give you the best for less, InfoWars have found an all-new way to provide you with B12 that you need. And you need this stuff because Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life, it took a familiar Secret 12 formula and singled out one powerful ingredient. And it's the most effective and expensive form of B12 available. And Ultra 12 provides you with twice the B12. And because B12 is a necessary nutrient that isn't found in any vegetables, it can be difficult to attain. So instead of getting painful B12 injections or taking weaker formulas, you can now support your energy production with this far, far, far superior form of B12. And with just a single ingredient, this Ultra 12 can help you. So support your healthy nerve and brain cells. Help make DNA. Help the body produce energy. Help produce healthy blood cells. And it's essential for proper nervous system function. So, with as many as 30% of adults over 50 having trouble absorbing B12 from their normal diet, it's really important that you're able to avoid B12 deficiency and support your energy production for less. So, with Ultra 12 from InfoWars, you can take advantage of this incredible formula and start boosting your energy production. So don't miss out now and grab a bottle of the concentrated B12 formula today at InfoWarsStores.com. You got it. Google it down, drip it down, and take it in. It's great for you. All right. So, what else is going on? COVID vaccination progress. Only 1 in 5 Americans say they won't get a jab. This is from your Trends Journal. September 29th, 2020, almost a year ago, all right? This is why you subscribe. It's history before it happens. Americans get cold feet over COVID-19 vaccine. No, wait a minute. It says COVID vaccination progress now, only 1 in 5 say they won't get a jab. Huh, okay, what happened back then? Americans seem to, this is from the magazine, the Trends Journal. Americans seem to have reservations about being first in line for any approved vaccination of COVID-19, according to recent Axios Ipsos poll. The poll showed only 13% of Americans would be willing to take the vaccine upon rollout. You ready for this? Joe Biden and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, have raised suspicions about the reliability of any vaccine rolled out before the election. President Trump and his campaign see an effective vaccine as a major boost to his reelection. In May, President Trump announced Operation Warp Speed, and he compared it to the U.S. race for the atomic bomb. The Associated Press reported, once there was a viable vaccine, Trump said he would employ every plane, truck, and soldier to distribute it. News website Stat reported that many Democrats have indicated a swift vaccine approval would be politically motivated by the White House. Oh, the Democrats said that. Harris said she would not trust a vaccine under Trump. Biden agreed with his running mate. I trust vaccines. Biden said, I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump. Politico reported that Trump called out Biden for recklessly endangering lives. The Axios Ipsos poll showed there's been a rise in suspicions about the vaccine. Most of those polled, about 30%, said they would. All right? And look how quick it changed. Look how quick the people swallowed the... And the Democrats are the ones that are the most pro-vaccine. So, Don't call these Democrats, by the way, liberals. A liberal is willing to respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own, open to new ideas. I said to you that the protests, there's one going on now in New York City. I couldn't make it today because I'm on deadline with the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, the only magazine, as you can see, where you read history before it happens. Matter of fact, I didn't read you this. Remember, this is September 20th, a year ago. Here's my trend forecast right down the bottom. As we have noted, from nation's capitals across the globe to Wall Street, the word is that until a COVID vaccine is made available to the public, there will be no stronger economic rebound. Therefore, we forecast the faster the vaccine hits Main Street, resistance to get vaccinated will decrease as the major media and politicians promote getting vaccinated as the only way to win the COVID war, with virtually no mention of building one's immune system and getting healthy. Governments will impose educational and other restrictions on all those who refuse to get vaccinated. It's right there. We said this would happen when no one else said it. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. And as I said at Ron Paul's conference, my topic was, we must unite. United we stand, divided we fall. Again, I was mentioning there's a rally in New York City right now. It'll start at 4 o'clock. Del Bigtree will be there, a number of people. I did one 3 weeks ago at Columbus Circle. Only about 2,000, 3,000 people showed up. Today will probably be a lot more, because now it's going official in New York City. No vax passport, you can't get in most places. The rallies are worthless. They don't make any sense to me. And I'll tell you why. I support them. I do everything I can for them. I believe in them. I'll never forget this. Back in 1982, there was a huge rally, protest, in Central Park in New York. An anti-nuclear rally. They estimate up to 1 million people turned out. 1 million people turned out. Did it do anything? Nope. This is a quote by Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger back then. He said, the fact that a very large number of people turned out for a particular event is certainly something that people notice. But I don't think anybody rushes back and says we have to change our policy or something because there has been a rally. Got it? They did nothing. Didn't stop anything. The rallies don't work. You have to do what they did when the Berlin Wall fell. You came and you didn't leave. More came, they didn't leave. More came and they didn't leave. More came and they didn't leave. That's the way I see it. We'll be back.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank, and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
TheBioPros.com.
I am cutting this ad on Thursday afternoon. That means you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Monday at midnight, we've got to end this sale. We may end it earlier because we think it'll sell out by then at current sales rates. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, super popular. It's got all the high-quality vitamins and minerals that are essential, great amino acids, and it tastes great. It's powder form, so in the water, you absorb it more when you drink the fruit punch. Then we also have back in stock, this sale will continue through next week, Knockout Sleep Aid with 8 organic ingredients that help you sleep better. It's 50% off, and Ultra 12, one of our best sellers, high quality vitamin B12 for your whole body, your stamina, your libido, your energy, your immune system. It's back in stock, and it is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your vitamin mineral fusion while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 33% off, and a bunch of the other supplements are 50% off as well throughout next week. But the sale on vitamin mineral fusion ends Monday night, so get yours now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. And remember, do what you can to support InfoWars. You better put your money where your heart is. And again, you know, the Trends Journal, if you want to read history before it happens, there's no magazine like it. You show me one like it, and I'd love to see it. And again, the more you support us, the more we can do. So get it in your head. This isn't a free ride. And we need money to make it happen. That's the society we live in. And the bigs are getting bigger and taking control of more and more. Merger and acquisition activity. You ready? It's at an all-time high. Every day you pick up the paper, one after another. One company buying out another for $3 billion, $5 billion, $2 billion. All we become are plantation workers in Slavelandia. Walmart, there was no such thing when I was a young guy. There were no such ugly places to go buy stuff. They're taking over everything. So you got to support InfoWars, support the Trends Journal. We're fighting for freedom. I told you how stupid it is, though, they're doing in New Zealand. Yeah, there they are. the Berlin Wall. People didn't leave. More came. They didn't leave. I'm going home. It's 6 o'clock. Now, you don't go rally and then go home. You stay. Until about 6 o'clock, the streets are dead at 10. I tell you, I was down in Cape May. I figured out nightlife down there, you know, Labor Day weekend, 9:30, 10 o'clock. They used to say it when I was a kid. It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? Now it's 10 p.m. Everything's dead. You know where your kids are. You know where you are. There's nobody on the streets. When I was a kid, it was a big deal. Where are you? Where were you? I was all my friends. That's the way it used to be. They used to run these ads because the kids are out going nuts. And now you're freaked out staying home. Marchers must be vaccinated for Macy's Day Parade. Yeah, there you go. Look. Look at the soldiers. Look at these young guys. Look how young they are. You don't see them fighting. Took off their helmets and joined the crowd. They don't want to fight. When I was at the rally in the city, at Columbus Circle, the cops were there. They didn't bother us. The Kingston police, when I had my rallies over, they don't bother me. They're men and women. But then you got the little tough little COVID cops over there in Australia and France and other places in Germany beating the hell out of people. Anyway, marchers must get vaccinated. Marchers for Macy's Day Parade. I mentioned how they're locking down New Zealand, keeping people in the house. You don't get the virus outside. The facts are there. I'm not making them up. It's less than 1%. We wrote about it in the Trends Journal with scientific data and not at all criticized by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So, I want to talk a little bit about the economy. We just had 5 days down. Today, the market's up. They're going to rig the market. The plunge protection team's going to come in. This thing's going down. As I said, 10 o'clock, the streets are empty. Airlines lower expectations for profits as business slows. All right? Business travel is way down. Trade shows, conventions, boop. How about all the businesses? How about the tax revenue that comes in that's supported by trade shows and conventions? Gone. Gone. The hotel, hospitality sector, souvenirs, all the stuff, theaters, people going, entertainment. Finished. Yep. As recently as late July, airlines look to be on track for a rapid rebound from the crisis that brought air travel to a standstill when the COVID-19 hit in 2020. Now, finito. Here's another one for you. Wall Street Journal, last week, last Wednesday, office occupancy fell in August. Go back to 2020. Remember they were going to flatten the curve? Remember that BS they were spewing out of their crappy mouths? That little arrogant daddy's boy Cuomo, that Gatson Gavin Newsom, the little gruesome piece of crap. And how about the wine over there in Ohio? And Witless Whitmer? Yeah, the curve. Flatten the curve. Flatten your brain. Oh, it'll come back. Everybody swallowed the crap. It'll come back. And they were saying that by Labor Day of 2020, people would be back at work. It didn't happen. Look at these freaks. How gutless can people be to look up to this class of clowns? You look at that one they were playing before, that Gladys been jerking around over there in New South Wales. You look at her. How could anybody follow them? That little boy over there in Australia, little Danny Andrews. How could people take orders from these pieces of crap? Again, you don't have to take the trip on the boat to see the whales. You're on land and sea. Look at it. How could anybody listen to this thing? Oh, she got caught screwing around with a married guy, too. Look at this little boy. Look at this little clown of nothing. You little, could you imagine anybody taking orders from them? And they are. They lost the fight. The office occupancy rate. You ready? In New York City, it's 22%. In San Francisco, where all the geeky freaks started this thing, they were the first ones to call staying home because they made all this dough, the high tech. 20%. 20%. So now you're looking at, it's around 33% now. Offices in 10 major U.S. cities were just 33% in the week ending August 25th. So let's say they go up to 40%. We'll be optimistic. It'll come back. All the businesses that depend on commuters, all of them, all the restaurants, all the shops, all the theaters that depend on tourism, business travel, gone. This economy is going to go down hard and it's going to go down heavy. They're doing everything they can to rig the markets. It's a fact. I didn't make up the plunge protection team. I didn't make up that JP Morgan Chase rigged the precious metals markets. These are facts. You better prepare for the future. This is a time for preparedness. When the winter hits, this thing's going to go down hard. You know, I drove down to Jersey Turnpike. Went to stay at the Hilton. Yeah, I read papers every day, outline all the salient points. Tons of stuff I read, right? No newspapers. Couldn't find them. People don't know what's going on. Now, sorry, you don't get the same online as you get when you're reading hard copy. It's in front of you and you're doing it. And it takes time to print it out and read it if you're doing something else. And you're not getting the big picture. You're only getting what you want. People have no clue what's going on. They're lost. And again, that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're political atheists. We look at the world for what it is, not the way we want it to be. And we make connections between different fields. So it's not one-sided. So do what you can to support InfoWars. And most importantly, do what you can to rise to the highest level that you can. It's up to you. United we stand, divided we fall. Get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And helping you get in the best shape, you got some great products over there at InfoWars. The future's in your hands. Don't drop it. We're all in this together. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week.